morelikeradio.com. It's our duty to entertain you. I said duty.
Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
I have never destroyed a bathroom.
How dare you besmirch the name of
John,
all the...
Yes, you have.
John, you've destroyed many
destroyed
a bathroom.
Everything.
You destroyed our bathroom in our old place when you shaved your body in it. Remember that?
Remember that one time?
You had...
But that was $200 worth of damage.
No. John,
emotional damage. It was your body hair.
John, shush. Joel, shush. John, you shaved your entire body from head to toe, probably with a fan going, because there was hair everywhere.
He's a very hairy guy.
Do I need
hairy. You're so hairy like a bear.
And don't make me call Sean as a friend, because Sean will back me up.
Yeah, but I never clogged like the sink to make it flood. You know, flooding things.
Wow, he just threw it back to Dutch for no reason.
Yeah,
that's
true.
To you.
Don't shift this onto me. You're the one. Yeah, you didn't clog the drain up, but you just put it everywhere else but the drain.
Yeah, because it would have clogged everything.
But the drain. That's right, Joel. You flooded my kitchen. John, you haired up my bathroom. Both of you guys have ruined something in my house.
Can I defend myself? I have never broken a closet door with my friend's face. John has.
Notice he said AA in there. That's his subconscious speaking to him.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
It says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Ah! Hippo juice, nigga!
Welcome to the Hippo Juice Show. The number to call in is 954-573-2780. It is September 21st, 2016.
Never forget.
No, it's like 10 days ago.
Oh.
We are coming to you live from morelikeradio.com/live. If you're listening via podcast, that's how you can listen live, join the chat, and become a part of the show. Joined as always by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Hi, everyone.
My buddy and the co-host of the Real Thing podcast, Mark Ramcat Jackson.
Sup?
And.
Oh, hi, Mark.
And joining us from Colorado Springs, producer Dilla Dutch Van Wagner.
Yeah!
So again, if you want to call in 954-573-2780. I'm a little wired right now because I made Cuban coffee before
he
the
had
show.
Like two sips. He's such a baby.
And I'm drinking out of my my ISIS mug, but the Archer ISIS mug, not the bad one, the good one.
Oh my God, do you ever shut up?
Oh, Sean's here. Dude, are you back? Jesus Christ. Did you figure out your
thing? Holy fucking Christmas. It is not
and
my day today.
Speaking of holy fucking Christmas, Sean back from his long sabbatical running orders.
He's my Santa Claus.
He is.
Oh, my God. I gave you one gift.
He's a Santa Claus in that most people don't believe in him.
He's a Santa Claus in that he killed the original Santa and picked up the claws. We're now
that's Tim Allen.
Oh. I'm Krampus. I'm just Krampus.
There you go. I'll give Sean is Krampus. Or
am
Betsy.
I loud enough? I'm so high right now. It's been a while. I've been up since 6 a.m. I don't know what the fuck is going on with technology anymore, apparently.
You're fine, Sean.
And
fine.
Stay tuned because the second hour, we have a very special.
I'm used to having these big black things in front of my mouth.
Oh, thank God that I'm here.
So
it's relevant again.
Sean, it's your get. Do you want to tell the listeners who they're going to hear
or,
second
or
hour?
Maybe you should pronounce the name correctly because I'm sure I'm butchering it.
You probably are because she's Russian. So who knows how to pronounce any of that stuff other than Dennis?
Yeah.
Who? Is she American Russian or Russian Russian?
No, like born in Russia. I mean, that's according to, you know, internet and everything that's on there is true.
Well, Adam,
first of all, who is it? We haven't even actually said her name yet.
right. Her name is Elena Koshka. She is a up and coming adult entertainer.
Coming.
Get it? Get it? These puns are all day. This is why I'm 23 years old from the Russian Federation is what it says.
Wow.
Federation. They're a federation now, like the Klingons.
Oh, okay. That's right. They're going to attack the Cardassians soon, I believe.
In Russia, porn, Koshka, you.
It's but true. Seriously, what did the Cardassians do for anybody in Star Trek? Nothing. They were just like space plague. Like right. They are here on Earth.
Much like the Kardashians here. Exactly. It's the same thing. And Adam Edwards in the Facebook chat says, Daddy needs his caffeinesies. And I do. Daddy doesn't need his caffeinesies before the show.
God, I need more pot. Where is it?
Everywhere. It's fucking 2016. Just go outside.
Yeah. Okay. Now, I don't usually, you know, listen to the radio, but for some god-awful reason, I was this morning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because we started doing this new thing where Tiny goes into work at 7 a.m. and I'm up at 6 for some fucking reason. But I'm listening on my way there, and some, you know, that's the bit that they do in the morning on those stupid
morning zoos.
The stupid morning zoos, and they do that one bit where it's like some dude went out with a chick, and the chick's like ghosting him,
right?
And the dude calls the radio station and wants to know what's going on. And they call the chick. Is that that's always a fucking scripted bit, right?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Because this morning I was like, you guys realize like that if this was a real thing that you guys couldn't be doing, because they were doing this thing where they're like, oh, the guy went on a date with a girl. They went to the Mellow Mushroom, and she didn't call him back because some old hippie lady at the Mellow Mushroom bought weed from him. I'm like, you can't say on the radio that you bought weed that you sold weed at a Mellow Mushroom.
Like, I mean, listen, if you go to a Mellow Mushroom, it's implied that that's what you're doing there, but you don't say it.
Pizza.
Yeah.
Because they have great pizza.
They
you know
do
why
have
the
great pizza.
You know why the pizza's so great? Because you're really high before you eat it.
Oh.
No, it is really good. But, yeah, all that stuff, like in the early 90s and mid 90s, like when Stern was doing it, they were still allowed to just randomly call people and
report.
Yeah,
it's an FCC violation.
In 1996, the FCC like changed a bunch of rules,
And
they made it illegal to record somebody on the radio without letting them know they're on the air without consent. I mean that transcends radio. Even on a podcast, you can't. You know, there's certain rules about recording people.
No, not recording so much as
being on the air,
broadcasted, right? Yeah, right. Through like actual FCC regulated airwaves. We could do it all we want.
By the way, I was listening to, but the fucking,
it's not against the law. We could just get sued.
Oh,
there's this great podcast. Check it out if you ever. It's called Radio Lab.
Hippo Juice. Oh,
it's called Radio Lab. I said great, not mediocre. It's called Radio Lab, and they do these kind of cool documentaries, but you know, in like podcast format. And I heard remember the show Candid Camera?
You're never heard of
Candid
it.
Candid Camera.
You know, the hidden camera show.
Candace Cameron. She was on that one show. She married the hockey player.
No. That's the actress.
Oh.
What I am talking about is Candid Camera.
To Catch a Predator.
No. That was a different show. Completely different. Which I heard is coming back.
I don't know. I laughed a lot.
It was.
You mean happens every weekend in Florida?
Yes. To Catch a Floridian. But that Candid Camera show originally started as a radio show. And they would just record people in their rooms. Like, it was really creepy, right? And back then...
Like it so far.
But back then, it was a big outcry. Like, oh, it's you can't record people. I mean, without their consent. And of course, they.
Well, I mean, a lot of these, if you look at any of those, like if you watch like a Practical Jokers, same thing with all these hidden camera stuff. They blur out the faces from people they didn't get consent forms from.
Same thing with cops, too. When you watch cops, right. Only the
as long as they sign the consent form, they're good to go.
Right. It's funny because I was watching an old episode of Cops because it's always there's always reruns on. And it was one of those that. It was in a state now where weed is legal. I forget if it was Washington or Colorado, but it was back when it wasn't, and there was this cop that made this big bust because this guy was driving around with, like, an ounce, and he was all proud, like, and he's going to federal jail for selling marijuana. And I'm like, wow, dude, in fucking 10 years has time changed, right?
Right.
Like, it's ridiculous now how much money.
It's changed, like, a full decade.
I know.
It's in 10 years.
It's ridiculous how much money places like Colorado, which used to be a fucking shit pile, is now.
And now it's a state.
Really? I know. Now it's respectable.
No, seriously. Every time my friend from Washington, from Seattle, Washington, was pulling out, hey, and I've got this kind of strain and this thing, talking about Mars, because it doesn't make any sense here in Florida where if you're even caught with anything or even talk about marijuana, they throw you in the clink because Grady Judd's all about dir, dir, dir.
Oh, Mark, we were talking about it, too, over at the party. We were looking at a bag, and we were like, man, this, it has their face, it has their Facebook and Twitter on it, like logos, like really fashionable pot bags. You know, like any
it's
product.
It's got baseball stats on it.
Yeah.
It's got like, hey, it's got, it's a sativa, it's an indica, it's got, it'll get you this high, it'll get you that high, it'll give you this percentage of THC and that percentage of blah, blah, blah.
Anything under 30% is not acceptable.
Right.
Well, not anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even for like, you know,
not this post-Obama world. No.
Thanks, Obamacare.
I mean, celebrate good Obama. Come on.
Pre-9/11, it was acceptable.
We don't have very much time left to use that clip. We're going to have to run it to the ground.
What? There's this other show, and this is just reminding me because we're talking about Canon camera and stuff. What was the one where they bait car? Have you guys seen Bait Car?
Oh, it's my favorite.
Holy fuck, I love Bait Car.
It's such... Like, how is that not entrapment?
Well, okay. So for those who don't know... Yeah, no, you're right. In some states, it would
be... You leave
be.
A car with like money on the seat and the keys in the ignition.
Correct.
Like,
and
come on.
And they go to really like shady parts of town. Like, they don't leave the car running
like
in a nice...
like there's a lot of nice trees?
No. Goddamn. No, not shady. Okay. They go to a part of town with a high crime rate. And
Rudy's a dick.
They park the car there with the keys in it.
With the cheese in it?
No, there's no cheese.
Cheese!
How much cheese is too much cheese?
Right? Any amount of cheese, Sean.
I'm lactose intolerant. Anyway, you were saying, Royce?
So they leave the keys in the car, and it's these criminals going in there, and they just wait for them, and they let them drive the car for a bit, and then they could shut off the car remotely. And they would just fucking shut down. And they're freaking out. And the excuses. No, man, I was just moving it down the road because it was parked here.
Right.
But, yeah, those are the only reality shows that I even like.
Cops is still on.
It is. It's fucking crazy that Cops
That's
is
the only thing that Spike airs anymore.
Yeah.
After they lost the UFC and everything else, like, that's all they run.
And Bar Rescue.
Is reality TV shows, are they dying because of Netflix and HBO Go and... Amazon Prime, like, are they dying off?
God, I hope so. Fucking
no,
because I'm not watching them anymore. And if I'm not watching them, I'm assuming that they're dead.
There's still a vast amount of stupid out there that are willing to give viewership to those shows, and they're cost effective. They're financial
proof. Things ever to film. Yeah,
I love having Mark on the show because he knows everything about films. And by the way, I heard your podcast, The Real Thing, REEL, and Marie did too.
Yeah.
Really good, man. You guys fucking kill. I mean, you guys know a lot about movies.
I was excited to hear you talk about Narcos, even though it's a TV show and
your
podcast is movie-based.
Thank you for talking me into watching Narcos. It is. We're almost done with the first season. It is so fucking good.
Everybody I've ever heard talk about that show says it's the greatest thing ever.
Now, Mark, do you remember... those events happening and or were, like do you have family members that remember that happening?
Oh, absolutely. The presidential candidate that got assassinated in 1988-1989, they were all there.
Oh, JFK.
It happened. They were at the rally when it happened.
I was going to say, how accurate is the show?
Oh, it's absolutely accurate. I mean, there's certain liberties that they have to take because of, you know, dramatic effect and
some people are and some people on witness protection too.
Plot line going, but as I was mentioning on The Real Thing on morelikeradio.com, is that when I was thinking about suggesting my mom, hey, you should watch this show, that's not a good idea because it's not entertainment for her. It would just, you know, be absolutely traumatizing and, you know, relive all that stuff. There's nothing glorified.
Why will you make
me
watch this?
Yeah, pretty much. And the only thing that I like it, and the first off, Mersh downloader, and he goes, I liked it, but I didn't download the version with the subtitles. So, and he doesn't speak Spanish, so he didn't get half the show.
Oh.
But I was watching it, and I don't know, Mark, if you agree with me or not, but when you're watching it, being bilingual, you notice that...
What does your sexuality have to do with
it? No. That's been very clear. Only dick.
Oh.
Yeah, every time somebody says something, Royce goes, oh, that's way meaner in Spanish.
Right, because you lose something in the... it's weird, but you know what I mean? You lose something in the translation.
Is there times where you see the subtitle, like, they didn't translate that accurately?
Yes.
Or it's just you have to speak Spanish to understand it?
Well, no, well, one of the examples that he was saying was when they say silver or lead...
Ah, in Spanish, plata o ploma sounds way... it's a... because it, you know, they both start with P's, and when they translate, it doesn't have the same... meaning, you know what I mean? But
yeah, it's regional dialect. I mean, you could say dinero, you can say plata, you can, you know, all these words are interchangeable and they make sense in the context of how they're using them. And the truth be told, when I'm watching the show, I'm remembering all the curse words that my mom used to use whenever she was really, really mad at me. And so I actually learned a new one. Mal parido.
I knew that one. My dad used to say that to me.
What does that mean?
All the time.
Yeah, Sean knows. He's seen him say it to me.
What's the translation of that?
Mal parido means born wrong. It directly translated. But in Spanish...
bad birth is basically what it directly translates.
Bad birth. Yeah, there you go. Bad birth.
But hold on. English this up for me, though. Like, what would be the equivalent of, like, a slang term here?
Like
retarded?
Bastard.
Or born retarded.
You were born retarded. You were a mongoloid baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're born with brain damage.
Spanish cursing is great.
Anything stupid that you do as a child could get you called that.
Mongolico is another one. Did you ever get called that one, Mark? Mongolico?
No.
Okay, maybe
mongoloid?
Yeah, mongoloid in Spanish.
A little mongoloid.
Yeah.
There is one time, I'm not making this up, when I was there 13, 14 years old, and I was there by myself. I wasn't there with my sister or my dad or my mom or anybody. And they were all saying, hey, do your impression of your mom.
Oh,
and
no.
Then I started going in to... te voy a dar una muena porque te voy a pegarte con la chancleta, hijo de puta. And they all start laughing because that's how she talks. She's, you know, using all these curse words and shit. This very, very Christian, very laid-back woman, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Your mom's got a filthy mouth?
She is.
Every Hispanic.
She's my mom.
Thank you. Every Hispanic woman has, especially mothers, they're the most religious people, and at the same time, they fucking curse and they'll call
like
you
sailors.
Names.
Yeah, and she's a mother, all right.
But yeah, Narcos, fucking amazing. And by the way, Adam Edwards in the Facebook chat says bees, beads,
beads.
So
beads.
The question.
Job's not on board.
No, the question I asked Royce as a native Spanish speaker, not from Colombia, because
Spick, you could say Spick to save time.
Well, you're Cuban. And me being a non-native speaker who understands a couple of words because she went to school to study it. Right. So you learn the slow pronunciation of proper Spanish.
Right. Well, yes.
And I was asking him because I'm reading the translations. I have to. I can't keep up. But I'm hearing what they're saying and I'll pick up every like seventh word maybe. And I asked him, are they either slurring or speaking faster than other Spanish speakers? Because I'm having a hard time trying to understand anything that they're saying.
Right. Well, what I was explaining to her is this is the best way I could say it. You know, like if you're an American, you could, you know, you hear somebody from Kentucky or some footy from California, dude. And, you know, you could tell that they're that from that part of the country. That's how Hispanics are. Like, I'm not Colombian, but when I hear somebody speaking, I go, that guy's Colombian. You know what I mean?
Right.
Or someone's Colombian or Puerto Rican or Cuban or Mexican. You can kind of tell.
You could tell the difference between like an Australian and or an Irish guy or just because they have a different way of phrasing things or whatever. But they're all speaking English.
Like
same thing with you guys.
And also the slang, every this different Hispanic culture has We all understand each other, but they have slang that's specific, like bendito. That's a Puerto Rican's, you know, that's like a saying a little kid. But you could always tell, oh, that guy is this. And you're right, because they're speaking slang on the show. They're speaking very, very fast. Absolutely. It's tough
to cut all kinds of corners when in speech when they talk like that.
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly what it is. You're cutting corners.
Yeah. I could probably get away with not watching the show with subtitles, but honestly, I can understand Spanish better than I can speak it. And so when I'm reading it and affirming what I'm hearing on the show, then it's, you know, it's mostly for Tina, not necessarily for myself. One other thing that I will say about Narcos is that I have watched the show in its entirety up until the end of season two, and I've personally stopped it on many occasions in order to find out, oh shit, what are they eating? Oh fuck, they're eating bananas and bananas. Oh, papas and bananas. Oh fuck, I love you guys so much. So anyway,
it's a fucking great show.
I know, everybody.
Highly encourage it.
And I looked online, like, of course, everybody did, like you were saying, and dude, it's really accurate to what happened, because you watch the stuff and you're like, I was yelling because I remember some stuff as a kid in the late 80s, early 90s.
I remember
90s,
stuff, too.
You know?
And do you?
Thank you, Dutch.
No, you don't.
Listen, watch this. Watch The Two Escobars. Watch Cocaine Cowboys.
I love Cocaine Cowboys.
Even Blow to a certain degree. But The Two Escobars, I would probably say that that's would be comparable to this. And it's very well made. It's the 30 for 30 ESPN movie that came out several years ago. You should watch that.
It is really, really good show. So check it out.
I wonder if our friend Hollywood Helligs worked on that.
Oh, stop telling me what to watch, Mark. Yeah, God.
There's too many things now anyway. Well,
did we already just stop me if we have. We talked about, like, you remember that last documentary that Jason did about that redheaded, what's the name? Maranovich. Did you guys hear what happened to him? Maranovich?
Oh, that was a good documentary.
No.
What happened to him, like, last week?
No.
What happened?
He got arrested for meth.
He got arrested naked with a gun on meth in his neighbor's backyard.
I believe that's called Ryan Leafing.
Oh. Who hasn't done that?
Yeah, I mean, come on. That's you know what?
It's 2016.
Yeah, Dutch.
Apparently I haven't lived very much.
Stop fucking body shaming people, Dutch.
Dutch is just happy because Carson Wentz hasn't absolutely tanked. He's now 2-0, so he's the second coming of Randall Cunningham.
Look, the majority of the Eagles fans were happy about it, but we are all reserved going like, when is it going to turn? Because we're not a positive group.
My Dolphins. How much longer do you wait until you buy a Wentz jersey?
A week.
I don't ever buy jerseys of current players. It's only like retired ones.
That's a good call, by the way. That's the way to do it.
They get traded. It's like, what's the point?
That's
like
a great call.
That's like putting a bumper sticker of a presidential candidate on your car.
Now the NFL, by the way, is no longer, you know, you can make custom jerseys. They're no longer allowing you to make Harambee jerseys. So FYI, this is for real. They're not.
Does anybody want my Dolphins Brandon Marshall jersey? You guys can have. Anybody want a Brandon Marshall Dolphins jersey? I got one. Does anybody
going
if anybody
cheap?
No, I'm serious, people. If I'm assuming, anybody out there wants a Brandon Marshall Dolphins jersey.
Sean, I'm assuming that you're currently wearing your Ricky Williams jersey while you're smoking weed, so.
Well,
so allegedly.
Ricky Williams is an okay jersey to wear because honestly, he got fucked because he smoked weed. The guy was awesome. He was really good.
This is why I have my Jason Taylor's jersey. Because
there it is.
I don't want to get stuck in a situation. He retired a Dolphin. I don't even know that the Jets count as a real football team. So when he signed with them, was he truly still in the NFL? I don't know. I don't care.
I want to custom order a Ray Finkel jersey for myself.
Jason Taylor was on Jackass number 2, so he gets a pass and fuck the Jets.
Well, the Dolphins are 0-2, which sucks. But on the upside, I beat Dutch in fantasy by 1 point. If we're going to, in our
God
money league,
damn
if we're going to, with, by the way, the Raiders quarterback.
Derek Carr?
No, dude. The last player you had was like one of the defensive players.
You know what happened, Dutch?
And
Dutch,
he like made one extra tackle than he needed to.
Dutch had Phillip Rivers. Dutch had Phillip Rivers, but the problem is I had Antonio Gates, and one of the touchdowns was to Antonio Gates.
I know. It just negated itself, yeah.
Whoops.
All right, in a fantasy.
I have a question.
Yeah, sure.
Somebody fill me in because I'm not hip with it. What's the Harambe thing about?
Okay, that's the gorilla.
Do you remember when the kid fell into the gorilla pit and then they had to shoot the gorilla?
Oh, the gorilla's name is Harambe?
Yes.
Harambe be praised.
I had no idea.
Hashtag dicks out for Harambe.
Harambe be praised.
Now makes sense. Because you were watching something yesterday where we were like, Kelsey and I both were like, Harambe. What? Oh, no, it was John Oliver. Mm-hmm. He did a Harambe reference. It's funny.
Has anyone done a John Oliver, John None of Her?
Oh, that's not a bad one. Okay,
that's not bad.
I like that. Someone make
normally one. I don't like these things. It's not bad, Murray.
Thank you.
What was? Oh, yeah,
Harambe. We were back to Harambe.
Oh, Harambe. Yeah. So a lot of people have been buying Cincinnati Bengals jerseys with Harambe on the NFL.com, and NFL.com NFL.com said,
"That's great.
We're not allowing this anymore."
It's hilarious.
I have a. I've been playing this new MMO. I joined a guild. We are the followers of Harambe.
I like that.
They sent me an invitation the other day. I was sitting on the couch. I jumped, did a backflip, and nobody in the house knew what was going on. But I joined the followers of Harambe.
That is
so
very good.
There's so now also, I yell into my microphone whenever I get into a battle with the group for Harambe, dicks out, and everybody loves it.
There's also a really good meme where Harambe the gorilla is sitting right next to the baby, and under the picture of both the baby and gorilla, it says, "Listen, I got to tell you about Hillary Clinton before it's too late." And then, of course,
he's dead. It's so fucking
hilarious.
It's oh fuck. All right, let's go ahead and get to the at least one of the first stories.
Get to it.
Go ahead, Marie. Read it.
Matt LeBlanc.
That's right, the Matt LeBlanc
from Friends was disgusting on the Emmys red carpet and can leave showbiz now.
Now, I don't know if
what?
Okay, Matt LeBlanc was at the red carpet at the Emmys, and they asked him about Emilia Clarke, the Khaleesi from Game of Thrones.
Right.
And I want to, well, Marie, why
should I read
it? Yeah, go
it?
Ahead. This is an article of someone who got mad at what he said. So
this is from thefrisky.com.
Go ahead.
Matt LeBlanc has been beloved without question since his stint on Friends, but he proved at the Emmy Awards Sunday night that he shouldn't be held on such a high pedestal. Look, he's no Joey.
Nobody holds Joey from Friends on a high pedestal.
I do.
Yeah, why not?
He's not Joey Tribbiani, but he does share some of his character's disgusting characteristics, like objectifying women.
No. It's real to me, damn it.
You ready for the comment he made? I can't wait till she reads the comment.
LeBlanc got gross about Game of Thrones' Emilia Clarke during an interview on the red carpet, which no one found the least bit funny.
I found it funny.
It was great.
LeBlanc and Clarke met the Graham Norton show a few months ago and posted a picture together. Because of this one-time encounter, E asked the Friends actor if he watches Game of Thrones, to which he responded, quote, "I saw the first season and then kind of fell out of touch with it. And I guess that's when she started getting naked, so I need to catch up." End quote.
That was a disgusting comment, guys.
Wait. Read nothing it. About...
No.
No, that's it?
That's
really?
It.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Because...
So, referencing an attractive woman who got naked on the show and saying that, hey, that's a... She's hot. He's complimenting her.
Right. I don't think that's disgusting.
Everybody knows she got naked because everybody saw, because everybody watches the show. So why is him addressing the fact that is something that she did professionally and saying, I should start watching because
she's
this hot girl is. What is the writer of this? What's that person's name? Because I'm getting very angry right now.
It is Lauren Holter at Lauren.
Lauren
Holter.
Or Lauren as in Lauren Michaels?
L-A-U-R-E-N.
More like boring.
H-O-L-T-E-R, you know, at Lauren Holter on Twitter.
Now, every man and even Marie, every person on this podcast.
Every man and Marie.
And Marie would say the same exact thing about her. And I said way more sexual things about Khaleesi. Let's be honest, okay? She's really hot.
That Khaleesi, though.
She's very attractive.
She can't catch fire.
But now look at this. Now, if he would have said, I won't
there
watch.
If
Matt LeBlanc said, I won't watch Game of Thrones because women get naked and I won't objectify women, then they would write an article saying why women should be allowed to be naked all they want. So you can't win.
Well, you win by not commenting on the women at all.
So I don't think this year you can win saying anything, really. I mean, and Truth be told, to Matt LeBlanc, all due respect to him, he's probably going to be disappointed because Emilia Clarke's not naked that often on Game of Thrones. I don't know, you know, where he's getting all of his information.
And there's some hotter women that are naked on Game of Thrones too.
Yes, there is.
He probably just heard she got naked at the very end, because if he watched the first season, that was when she was getting naked, and then she stopped getting naked after season two until like way until season, what are we on, six?
But the article she wrote would make it seem like he said, "I want to see her fart box." Like, okay.
Whoa.
But he didn't say that.
Royce.
He said, "A good-looking girl got naked, and I should probably check out the season because she's hot." Like, that's all he was saying.
And if
he didn't even say hot.
If a woman,
he just said, "I saw the first season, right, and then kind of fell out of touch, and then I guess that's when she started getting naked, so I need to catch up."
Maria, I have a question. Does she explain why that comment was disgusting? Let's hear her explanation.
Sure. Turns out that he's not that different from the character he played for a decade, who only cared about getting women in bed. Sure, his stupidity was funny, but Joey treated women terribly and was actually a pretty gross dude. The world still needs LeBlanc as Joey Tribbiani, and apparently he sees himself that way too.
Yeah, okay.
There's no explanation or anything. This is just opinion of some cunt rag who took offense to some, I'm so sick of it.
Yeah, I'm reading through I'm reading through her Twitter stuff. It's all like,
I hate that this woman. I hate that this woman put me in the position to defend Matt LeBlanc. That really upsets me. I never thought that someone would back me into a corner where I have to defend Joey.
Could I be defending an any worse person?
Here's where it'd be applicable. Hey, Matt LeBlanc, what do you think of Game of Thrones? Oh, I saw Emilia Clarke. How you doing? Something like that. And even that's very...
Stretch. That was smooth,
It doesn't even warrant all of this hatred or outrage that this lady's writing about. It's, I hate 2016 so much.
No one is feeling this way except for her, because I'm reading her tweets, and every other tweet is like something against meninism and masculinity and about feminism and how horrible this man is and how horrible that man is and just how the world needs to change.
Everyone is horrible. Nothing is right. Ben and Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie are getting divorced. The world's going to shit.
What a shallow life if that's your entire life is one cause.
Adam Edwards in the Facebook chat says, translated to a 2016 filter, that becomes, "I'd suck the facts out of her shitter." I think that would be...
Way to use tact.
That's not very tactful.
Who said that?
Adam Edwards in the Facebook
chat. Adam is a pig.
I like him.
That's awesome.
That's the best part of him.
You're a poet laureate, Adam. Or Andrew, excuse me.
And on that note, I would like to build an actual box that holds farts and have it in my house.
A fart box?
Have an actual fart box. So I can open it and fart into it and then keep my farts there.
Oh, fart box. Jesus.
Somebody going to lick me where I fart or not?
Yes or no? Thank you for asking the hard questions, Sean.
Sean Connery used Febreze after he was done using the bathroom. It smells like shit.
Wound up.
And Sean Connery also said that he used to that sometimes women deserve to be slapped. So
that's very true.
Say that in a Barbara Walters interview.
Yes,
it's very true that he said that, or it's very true he did say that and it is still true?
You pick. You pick. I mean, whichever one you
want. I mean, there's a reason it hit anybody. Just don't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But he was, you guys remember that, right? We've talked about it, I think, where Sean Connery was talking about slapping a woman.
Simpler
you
time.
You mean she got lippy.
You mean he was being Scottish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sometimes you just kind of...
This is where we like to beat our women.
So, who doesn't?
Oh, man. Times, they are a-changing, guys.
I know. You can't roofie people anymore.
Bill Cosby is not can't get away with it anymore. It's like, come on. Remember the good old days?
You can roofie people if you're rich and white. But not rich. I'm just white. So
Or if you are a swimmer at a college.
Yeah, but that's a rich white boy.
Exactly. You're allowed to then. He got 6 months for raping an unconscious woman behind a dumpster.
No.
But what Matt LeBlanc said is important. That's what's important. Come on.
Yeah. It
Yeah. Redirect all your hatred and energy towards something that matters. Not the black man that's taking a knee during an NFL game, but
who
the
cares?
Black man that the professional football player that was raping all these women and has now been sent to 40 years in prison.
Anyway, we said yesterday South Park already fixed the national anthem, so JJ Abrams did, so we're fine. Everything's right. Cool now.
Oh, yeah.
It's all good.
Mark, can you I'm sure you can pull it up because I'm pretty sure it was in your Facebook chat. You guys
in
are
your face.
You guys were reminding me of people focusing on non-important stuff when you could be in focusing on important stuff. You know how Brad and Angelina are breaking up?
Brangelina are done, boys and girls.
I have a chance with Brad again. Sweet!
Mark, can you find the gift that somebody posted of every time somebody wants to talk about Brad and Angelina breaking up, what I really want to be talking about is this many Syrian children died today, and this happened, and this happened, and this happened.
I got it. Here you go.
What
go
was
ahead.
The qualifier on that again, though? Syrian children. They're not real children.
Not according to Trump.
Nope.
They are just Skittles.
Not according to Hillary Clinton either.
All right.
Dude, fuck that. Not according to whoever ordered that missile strike on that medical convoy. Did you see that? Yeah, that's the sitting president.
Dutch, that's not entertainment news.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Take it away, Frank.
Oh, where's my megaphone?
The U.S. accidentally drops a drone on a hospital, killing 62 civilians.
Oh, it's so boring. What's happening with Brad and Angelina?
Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie have officially broken up after 6 years of marriage.
Dude, no, it was 2 years of marriage, and they adopted like six kids in between. The fuck?
Are those just like playing cards?
They're like
baseball cards, right? You just collect. Got to catch them all. Like, that's your Pokemon Go. They don't have Pokemon Go. They got Adoptive Kid Go.
Was their plan to see how many kids they can throw into a broken home? Was that their goal?
Do they just split the kids?
You get three.
They're fighting for custody right now. I know this because I don't give a shit, and I'm still reading it on Google.
You have to.
It's shit.
It was the number one thing trending on Twitter and Facebook today, so you can't help.
Well, let's be honest. We don't have, like, royalty or kings or any of that nonsense.
LeBron James. King James.
Here.
He's a king.
Aside from him.
Here is 2016 for you guys. You Google Brad and Angelina split 2016. The top result is not from TMZ. It's from CNN.
Oh, YOLO.
Come on.
It's not from TMZ.
But I like TMZ because it's just a bunch of guys yelling at each other in an office area. That's great. They're
okay, look,
buddies.
I just Googled Brangelina. Brangelina split. Day two, what we know now from USA
two.
Today. Brangelina split. What we know and don't, CNN.
Now, will we start to have rumors that Angelina also has a smelly pussy, putting her in the same category as Jennifer Aniston now that they're broken up?
I actually...
All right, that was like the...
That was
I forgot
thing.
About that. That was like the theory going around is that she has a bad pussy.
Everyone said she had a smelly pussy.
You had a
pussy.
Rotten pussy.
Well, let's ask the man on the street what they think.
And that would leave me like, well, what am I supposed to do now?
And, okay, back to you.
She smells like fish.
The other thing, too, is that apparently, so Brad Pitt is in a movie with Marion Cotillard, who won the Best Actress Oscar for La Vie en Rose, and they're in a movie called Ally that's coming out sometime this season, and they're supposedly together.
Mark?
Yes.
What's her name again?
It's called Allied.
No, the woman.
What's her name? Can you not hear us when you're talking?
No, I can't hear you. But
okay.
The name of the actress?
Yeah.
I can't hear you, Dutch, ever.
It's Marion Cotillard. I know that I'm fucking up the name, but she was the chick Maul from Inception.
Oh, okay, now I see your face. Now.
Thank you.
So they're in this
movie
together.
French, you're supposed to swallow like 37 of the letters in the word.
Right.
Yeah, she
it's
was.
French.
Her name's actually Marion.
I'm a dumb
cow.
Yeah, I she's pretty.
Yeah, now the rumor is that they're together because they're in this movie and. Et cetera, et cetera.
There you go. She's all right. I mean,
she looks like Emily Blunt's younger sister.
I just feel like Brad could do better, you know?
Can.
How do you even follow up after Jennifer Aniston and Angelina?
You think
Jolie?
Brad Pitt was sad and then he remembered I'm Brad Pitt so and then became sad. Happy again?
Yay! Right.
Wait a second. I'm still Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
You know, how weird, like... Like, imagine the psyche of a person where in every culture, in every country across the world, you were considered the best, the top 10 best looking man in the world.
That's,
you
know, insane. What I mean?
No matter what country you go to, people are going to be like, yeah, Brad Pitt, he's the best, one of the best looking men ever. Like, imagine that, just living with that. Like, isn't that, you don't think that would be weird? Like a weird thing to like, just, this is what everyone in this planet thinks is attractive.
So you think that his publicist is probably telling him, hey, you should date this person next. Hey, you should be with this person
next. I have a feeling that he has, dude, there's no publicist that, it's not like, you know, an up and comer, someone off The Voice who's listening to, you know, he runs what he does. He picks his own movies. He doesn't need to listen to anybody.
Do we really think that Brad Pitt and Angelina, how long were they together for?
10 years.
Married for two.
Starting
when did Mr. and Mrs. Smith come out?
Okay, so let's say they've been together for, married for 10 years, together for 14. Fine. Do you think in those 14 years, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt have not slept with other people?
I slept with Brad Pitt.
I believe that that's...
Allegedly.
I don't believe that when you have so much pussy thrown at you, like everywhere you go, being a man...
Every woman on planet Earth would have sex with him.
And every woman on planet Earth would have sex with her, too. But
right.
But my point is, when you have that many, and same with her, when you have that many propositions of the most, you could walk into any room and fuck any model, male or female, because you are Brad Pitt or you are Angelina.
Do you think that lowers your actual like sexual desire? Because it's like, I could have anyone, but like, you know what I mean? Like, The point of having sexual desire is looking to get something that you can't have, and that's like part of the thrill, is I landed someone better looking than me. When you are the best looking, do you think that just drops your libido altogether? I think so.
I mean, that's one way, but then I'm sure there's people that go the absolute other way, where they just get weirder and you know, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I think there's the other way too. I mean, I know what you mean, but again, you're still a man, you know? And
I figure you'd probably just get bored, but I get what Dutch is saying, and I think he's probably leading into another story that we're probably going to be covering later on about somebody that was married to, you know, a decent looking woman, but then they can't stop. They just keep getting weirder and more.
I'm glad you brought it up.
Their sexual impulses and desires.
I'm glad you brought it up. Anthony Weiner carried on months long online sexual relationship with a troubled 15-year-old girl.
Can't stop, won't stop.
Telling her she made him hard, asking her to dress up in a schoolgirl outfit and press
Wiener.
Wiener. Wiener. Wiener. Wiener. Wiener. Wiener. Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener. Wiener. Wiener.
Sorry.
When did you do that? No, you're not. Shut up.
No, I didn't mean to start it over again.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you did.
Is asking a 15-year-old to dress like a schoolgirl the same as being redundant enough to ask for a Philadelphia cheesesteak sandwich in Philadelphia?
You turn over like a 16-year-old and take it.
And pressing her to, and Anthony Weiner is also pressing her to engage in rape fantasies.
Whoa!
It says here Anthony Weiner carried on month-long month-long online sexual relationship with a 15-year-old girl, during which she claims he asked her to dress up in a schoolgirl outfit for him on video.
Did he know she was 15?
Probably. He can't help himself.
And he pressed her to engage in rape fantasies.
Let me tell you something. Mm-hmm. When you guys get a chance, watch the documentary about
Weiner?
This guy.
Weiner. I heard it's amazing.
Yes, because
Weiner, 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 Weiner,
Weiner,
Weiner,
Weiner,
Weiner,
Weiner,
Weiner, Weiner,
Weiner,
Weiner, Weiner,
Weiner,
Weiner,
Weiner,
Weiner.
Okay,
it's good.
When it starts off, he's on the phone, he's looking up at the sky, and he's talking out loud. He's like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm letting a film crew follow me while I'm doing this. And he's calling his wife the first time when he got caught for the Carlos Danger shit.
Yep.
And then it happened again. I watched it the week that he got caught again when his fucking wife left him.
It's and they film him through the whole thing. I would love to see this too.
He has an addiction, dude.
The girl who name is being withheld by DailyMail.com because she is a minor said the online relationship began.
What does her job have to do with anything?
No.
I was just gonna say that.
Underage, you hacks. Said that the online relationship began last January while she was a high school sophomore. Or sophomore, as someone in England would say it. And before Weiner's wife, Hillary Clinton's
Weiner.
Weiner, 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 Weiner.
Huma Abedin announced she was ending their marriage. Wiener was aware that the girl was underage, according to DailyMail.com interviews with the girls and her fathers, as well as a cache of online messages.
This is literally the longest article I've ever seen. You can scroll for days.
You want to know what his kick name was?
Oh, no. What was it?
Which is the messaging service? It was T-Dog. I swear to you. Here, I'm going to post it in the chat so you can see I'm not lying. It is in the farticle. There you go.
Article.
T-Dog.
What's worse, T-Dog or Carlos Danger?
Wait, is she just calling T-Dog?
No,
he's calling himself T-Dog.
It's on Kick, so you call yourself that. That's his name. Well, I'm sure not anymore. And also, girl, get outside. You got no service.
And I'm telling you, in the documentary, you feel just absolutely terrible for Huma Abedin because, you know, she's stuck to this guy. She can't leave him because she has to show him support. So every time he fucks up, she's got to be there saving face, and she's worked
every
with Hillary Clinton.
Every politician's wife is like that. I mean, yeah, Hillary Clinton, same thing. Like, dude, all these political, I feel like any political wife probably has an understanding with their husband that they're going to get some intern pussy every once in a while.
Wow, there is.
That's messed up. Man,
this guy, though, this guy is just unbelievable. It would be one thing. Okay, look, Bill Clinton got his dick sucked by Monica Lewinsky, right? And everybody else. But I don't know. He was careful about the time after
he
got caught with Monica.
The internet,
this guy doesn't care.
Can you imagine what would happen if Bill Clinton was elected in this day and age with all the texts and everything? What would come out?
Oh, Colin Powell, what he emailed about Bill Clinton when the WikiLeaks came out, and he confirmed that this was true. He did say this, and you know, Hillary, she's my friend, but she can't be president. And you know, Bill's still out there dicking interns. That's Colin Powell. He said that about Bill Clinton.
Okay, right. but that's the point, Dutch, is that you should know 2016. There are so many ways for you to get caught. Like, there's no way you are not going to have a record of this shit. And especially when you've been caught before, like three times, and you're still your T-Dog is with his son, like holding onto his big hog, texting at this 15-year-old girl and shit.
I'm interested on how they found out it was coming from his phone, because aren't some of these messaging services supposed to be like completely anonymous? Like, how are they figuring this shit out?
Because the girl, I have the video here. The girl speaks out and she took screen caps. So here you go. I'll play the video. She has been asked to conceal her identity.
I just wanted to see if he was still on Twitter.
That's a boy.
That's the voice thing? Service, you dumbass.
Oh!
What happened in 2013?
It puts the lotion on the skin or else it gets the hose again. Lotion it back.
Fine.
Put your hands in my fucking basket. Fuck me.
Just wanted to see if he responded. He had his direct messages open.
Oh, look, there you go. There's a screen cap of the Twitter. There's a screen cap of the Twitter of him DMing her. Okay.
Sorry, didn't mean to hit that.
Well, I kind of stroked his ego by saying that I was a huge fan, and he immediately responded about 2 minutes later.
You were a huge fan?
Of politics?
Of Carlos Danger. She was a huge Carlos Danger fan. She had his rookie card.
I'm sorry, was she trying to get him to send dick pics because she was trying to expose him?
Let's say she was. She's still 16, so don't do it.
15.
15. Oh, God. Okay.
And just started talking, and we talked the whole night. And as we were direct messaging, I checked my Facebook, and he sent me a friend request. And the next morning, he sent me another message. At first, I was a little skeptical.
He was doing this on Twitter and Facebook.
He's not very smart.
Questions about my boyfriend and how long we have been going out and stuff that was on Twitter and a lot of different things. We'd start and we'd just be talking for about 30 minutes, and then a little bit later he'd ask me to undress and we'd start talking sexually. He asked me what I was wearing, he told me what he was wearing, then he asked me to take my clothes off, and he just started saying all these totally sexual things. But he knew I was.
Why is she talking like this? Everything she says is like that. And he told me to do this.
So then I took a selfie.
This is so the reason why I don't date 15-year-olds.
This is the reason? Because they're tattletales?
And the inflection.
And the voice altering services.
The voice altering.
Like boys.
Adam Edwards says too old.
Surprisingly, I direct message to Twitter. It would just gradually escalate a little more each day. And the first week we started talking, we Skyped, and then it grew a little more intimate. He'd comment on my body. He'd ask me.
And he knew she was 15 the whole time.
I believe so.
Sometimes there'd be like role play. He would pretend like he was a teacher and I was a student.
Yeah, dude, he's got that's
here's the thing. That's his vice. He doesn't go out and fuck other girls. He just sexts. That's his thing.
I bet when he gets caught, he gets super, super hard. I'm telling you. That's not even, you know,
he's probably that too, yeah. So. I know what you're talking about.
And he probably knows that he's going to get like 5,000 more messages after he gets caught with other people that want to have sex with him.
Maybe.
Yeah. It would be one thing if he wasn't a public figure, but he was running for the mayor of New York, and he was very, very terrible to everybody that was working for him or working with him, working on his behalf. It's, you know.
I was watching this clip of him. Like, apparently he was a beast politically, though.
He
like,
was. Yeah, he started rah-rah. Off.
No, he was like a rah-rah guy. Like, the Democrats really loved him because he was like an animal when it came to when they went into the actual house and when he would like debate and argue things. Like he was just super passionate about what he did. Yeah, I'll see if he can't pull.
Hashtag feel the wiener, bro. Let's play it.
In front of his class and him taking me after school and schoolgirl outfits, the peruvial schoolgirl outfits like the plaid skirts. He had some like rape fantasies. Him showing up at my house when my dad was out of town and just start undressing me, being forceful, asking me if I wanted to be dominated,
making me call him a super delegate.
You know what? There's such a hilarious difference in just the tone of voice. When you repeat sex words when you're not trying to sound sexy, it's terrifying sounding. Like, if you read the same things in a one-on-one conversation where you're like, hey, I want to role play, like, awesome. When you're repeating it in this context, you're like, no.
Roy Black has a good point. He goes, yeah, W dog would be too obvious.
Yeah.
Fucking
wiener dog.
Idiot.
There's only one wiener dog, and that's from Welcome to the Dollhouse. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Now,
Is he still an elected official?
No.
Has his term run up yet or no?
He is. I do not believe he's an elected official anymore. I might be wrong.
No, he's not.
Okay. But,
what a piece of shit this guy is. Poor wife.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, we just get John?
Yeah.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Oh, hi, John.
What's up?
Oh, hi, John.
Hey.
I mean, if this is for real, though, again, we don't know. These are still just allegations, so whatever. I mean, those screenshots look real, though.
Yeah, and here's the thing. He didn't do anything illegal. Talking that way to somebody is illegal.
If he sent her naked pictures.
Oh, right. There is that, too. Or if she sent him naked pictures, that's
child
porn. If
she sent him, then he's possession of child porn and sent... Yeah, that's like corruption of a minor.
Are you guys talking about Anthony Weiner?
Yes.
Oh yeah.
All right, like
Wiener.
Wiener.
God,
does is he still going on saying that he doesn't have a problem? This guy,
I don't know if he said anything.
Something wrong with him.
He has an addiction.
Yeah,
to
that's
it.
What we were saying. Like
he can't say he has a problem because he's too busy sexting all the time.
But he's not awkwardly, good at he doesn't even do it good.
Yeah, he's bad at it.
He's really good at sex. And anybody that tells you that's probably not good at sex.
He's going to show you his sex moves.
What was it? One of the text messages, he was calling himself a mongoose.
I don't know.
That was the one where he was actually, this guy like catfished him. It was a dude who actually started, you know, sexting with him.
A mongoose is a terrible thing to call yourself as a man unless you're gay because mongooses eat snakes.
I thought of you.
Mongoosin.
Mongeesin.
He wrote to her.
Moosin.
He wrote to her, I thought of you this AM hard. He's trying to Skype with her. He was sending, man.
Did he know she was 15? That's the most damning
part of the
evidence.
I don't know. I don't know.
Is this like a bit because his last name happens to be Wiener that he feels that he needs to have this persona of just Wiener?
No one chooses
Wiener,
that
Wiener,
to be
Wiener. 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 Wiener.
Wiener. Wiener.
Wiener.
I hate
Wiener,
you.
Wiener. Wiener. Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener. Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener.
Wiener?
Oh, there's this kid. God damn it, his fucking child.
Oh, it's not. Man,
he's just a degenerate.
Look at that picture. He has.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, what's up?
If you were getting a picture of, hey, I'm trying to hook up with this sexy guy, and there was a child there along with pictures of him in his underwear,
would that be good?
Would that would close it out, right? That's not happening, right?
Okay, well, you're asking the wrong person because I would say no children, regardless.
That is the correct answer.
Are you guys familiar with like really old SNL skits, like from like the 70s and 80s?
Some of them. Why?
What's SNL?
Okay, this whole thing that goes on with Anthony, it reminds me of Two Wild and Crazy Guys.
Of course, everyone knows that. Yeah, that's what he is.
Yeah, it's because they like the bulges in our pants.
It's crazy because
Hold on. I'm looking at the photo closer up because I was noticing it on the screen. They pixelated out his white pants that had
underwear.
A bulge. Well, underwear
you
pants.
You can still
whatever.
See the bulge.
I
didn't realize
it was
pixelated until just now.
That was such a useless pixelation effort.
I didn't even know it was pixelated.
It's pixelated. They pixelated out his boner.
They probably
and his...
just got pixelation software, and they wanted to test it out irregardless.
His son is right next to his boner. His son is right next to his boner.
Oh, geez.
Hey, see that kid? I can make that for you.
Actually,
so is that his little wiener?
I have video of his comment about this. You want to hear it?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Have you ever had a dream that...
Oh,
that you want him to do you so much you could do anything.
That was my favorite because of the it's like it stops getting funny and then gets funny over again by like the fifth you.
It's crazy because I was listening to I was watching a show and they this. Many years ago, they never...
Long before Sigourney Weaver.
There was never any sex scandals because reporters wouldn't report on it. They would say it's personal life and blah, blah, blah.
It's nothing to do with their political stance.
And it was some Democrat who was running who would have actually... Might have even beaten Reagan if he won. I forget what his name was, but he
was... might have beaten him if he had won.
If he had won the nomination, the Democratic nomination. So
Reagan wasn't a Democrat.
No, my
no,
friend.
To run against him.
If he would have run against Reagan.
Jesus. No. Stay
God
paid,
damn, can
now.
Somebody tell me his name? He was...
Wiener.
Anyway.
Wiener.
Wiener.
No, I'm not going to do it again.
Dutch, go ahead, Dutch.
No.
Let's play the game.
Have you ever had a
you
want to
play?
That...
Because we'll play.
Wiener, 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 wiener,
wiener,
wiener,
wiener,
wiener, wiener,
wiener,
wiener, wiener,
wiener,
wiener,
wiener,
by the way, that's a new button for the Florida stories.
You're talking about Gary Hart?
Yes, Gary Hart, thank you!
And Monkey Business, right?
Monkey Business, yes, sir.
And who the hell was the woman that was, shit?
She was famous, the woman that was, so this dude, and... He was the first one where they actually started reporting on these scandals. Before that, you could JFK fucked every woman. Everybody knows that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But back then, it wasn't a political thing. It wouldn't ruin your chance to be president. It was because he was the first person that the media actually like stood outside of his house and waited to see if he was cheating and blah 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 blah. And that's when now it's okay. Like if Anthony Weiner was running in the 70s, he would have been fine.
Well, it was. Basically, the invention of tabloid media.
Yeah.
Like where people, publications realize, holy shit, we can make money off this. People are, for whatever reason, really like scandal. And that's where it kind of took off.
Yeah. All right. Well, why don't we go to break?
Okay.
When we come back, we'll have a name again.
Elena Koshka.
Elena Koshka.
Good job.
Yes, I got it.
And Sean!
More Life Radio!
Hey, listeners, yes, that means you. Miss your favorite More Like Radio shows live? No problem. Just go to morelikeradio.com/downloads. That's morelikeradio.com/downloads. More Like Radio's RSS feed works with your iThings, Zooms, Androids, Windows Phone, and anything else that can subscribe to an RSS feed. If you're so awesome that you only get your podcasts from iTunes, you can subscribe to our feed in iTunes by clicking the Subscribe to iTunes link right on the Downloads page. So what are you waiting for? Download More Like Radio podcasts and subscribe to our feed now. Yes, right now. Do it. Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Best selling show.
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. Yeah! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Like Radio!
More Like Radio listeners, do you consider yourself a movie fan? Interested in finding out the latest entertainment news via the big screen and small? Well, have your faith shaken no more. With the help of Chris Wetton and Mark Nixon, listen to our epic podcast, The Real Thing, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 p.m., exclusively on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, Rorschach. Do you ever go, hey, I want to listen to more Hippo Juice?
You know, I do. The 2 hours, it just ain't long enough for me.
Yeah, what if you're like, hey, this Hippo Juice show is the bee's knees, but guess what? I'd like to hear it again a day earlier.
What are my options?
You can listen to the other show called Dutch and Royce. Dutch and Royce is like, what if Hippo Juice was again, but earlier? It's a good show. It's got Royce, it's got Marie and Dutch. You know who it doesn't have, though? Lopez. Lopez is gone from that show. He's only on Hippo Juice. But check out Dutch and Royce, or as I like to call it, Hippo Juice Jr. Okay. Oh, hold on. I almost forgot to say. It's... whoa. Oh, I forgot if we can say the time.
I would like to say something here.
Hey everyone, it's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We're talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now this is the new promo because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshua.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film because I'm still in like $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
So what would the note typically say?
Oh, okay. Here, this is from my classics, my best notes.
Oh.
Okay. To the man in 5G, I am sorry for you to be a 1,500-pound man and make noise like a Humpty Dumpty elephant. Maybe you is a drag queen with a brick shoe. Either way, this is very sad for you. So it's okay for you to keep me awake all night. And also my many foster children. Go ahead and ruin the rest of my life. It's okay. Effie Violopoulos in 4G.
Yeah.
That's a nice note.
Couple questions come up to my mind when I hear that. First of all, how many foster children do you have?
78.
I've never seen children running around the building.
No, there is rabbits, snake, and lizard.
Just rabbit, snake, those aren't children, those are pets.
And if they not get adopted, I have to kill them to make room for them more.
Wait, you're just killing animals in your apartment? Has anyone ever adopted any of these snakes?
I give them a chance for have a good home. If they's not cute enough, it's a very humane.
Effie, you seem legally insane. Has anyone ever told you that?
Don't worry about me.
Second hour, Hibbert Juice Show. 954-573-2780 for those people that still use that function on their smartphones. Or morelikeradio.com/live.
Some people can't use that function on their smartphones because they're catching fire.
Oh, that
you
is
should get a text line.
Why? Is it because of mixtapes? Is that why it's on fire?
Yeah.
God damn it, Jamal.
That's why the Samsung Galaxies are actually exploding. It's because I sent my mixtape to all the Galaxy owners. And okay, they're fucking fire.
There's enough people here. I really need to know. When someone says that, or whenever you see the stupid meme, does that mean that
it.
The person that's saying it has, like, a recording studio, and he's actually physically, like, throwing down lyrics and trying to, like, get his name out there? Or he is just copying and pasting songs and putting it together on either a disc, not actually a physical cassette tape, because you can't really fire those.
All right, look,
anymore.
For example, like, here's somebody's fire mixtape. You ready?
Oh, my God. Takes so long.
Us jugglers can take anybody, so fuck you if you disagree. I'll leave you burning in the third degree. Us wicked clowns will never go down, not even in your town. We won't be sleeping, only creeping, and I'm not stepping on. I'm only repping the hatchet.
I like to think that if you ever had a dream kid, grew up and became this guy. In my mind, that's the world I live in.
Oh, he got better. Kind of.
He got worse. Oh, fuck.
Perfect pitch.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But I just thought I'd ask because it aggravates me because no one makes tapes anymore.
That's what aggravates you?
Really?
Why? That and people
the
using
fact
the word
that a horrible audio delivery device doesn't exist anymore. That's what bothers you?
You know, I was actually talking to.
I only listen to vinyl.
I was talking to a professional in my area of work. And she was lamenting how she wanted to give
She was putting clear plastic covering over things?
No, that's laminate.
Oh,
no, that's
sorry.
Italian.
I apologize.
She wanted to do something cute for a friend by giving the friend a mixtape as a birthday gift. And
no one has a CD player anymore.
Exactly. And so she was like, you think that it would just be a really fun, little, simple, easy thing to make a mixtape in 2016? No.
No, it
First
isn't.
First of all, I went into the office to try to burn some songs onto a CD. None of the computers had a CD player or a CD disc anymore.
Yeah.
None of the computers in the office could handle a CD player.
But why?
I had to go to a Kinko's to go and burn.
Why? She was better off going in a time machine. Because what's the point of a mixtape?
It was a really long story of how nothing worked in her favor to make this stupid burn CD
gift. Why don't we
CD
just send him your Spotify fucking Spotify playlayst?
Why not?
Bam! Well, mixtape.
Just call it a playlist. Well, don't call it a mixtape.
She was
John, relax.
She was trying to do a throwback. You know.
A guy made me a mix CD like a month ago.
No, they didn't. No,
oh,
they didn't.
No.
No, they didn't.
Was he in love with you? Was he gay?
No, okay. All right. So one of my friends who was like part of my party group back in the day, and like she's all grown up now and she's married and she's having a kid and everything like that. We all played on the same kickball team back when last season we were playing kickball. And her husband's super nice guy. He's in the military, and we had the exact same taste in music. And we were talking about, you know, As LA Dying and you know, Lamb of God and all those other kind of, you know, bands that we're both fans of. Mm-hmm. And he was mentioning a bunch of bands that were in the same vein as that I had never heard of before. And I was just like, oh, yeah, I'll have to go and check him out. He's like, oh, yeah, you should totally do it. Well, we had a barbecue a couple of weeks later. He shows up and he's like, hey, man, I made you a CD with a couple of the bands that we were talking about last week. And I was like, oh, cool. And then Kelsey goes, did you make him a mixtape? And just called him out in front of everybody. I was just like, no, it was a nice gesture. I don't know if I can even play this because I don't think the CD player works on either two of my computers. And I don't have a CD player in my car, but thanks. Oh, that was embarrassing.
Yeah, it's
for him.
Yeah, well, he got red and he was like, yeah, that was kind of gay, wasn't it?
Super gay.
Yeah, because, you know, because then you're thinking, you're sitting there with the mouse and going, oh, he's going to love that one. Oh, he's got it. That's a good track. Hold on. That's a good track. He's going to love it. Okay, cool.
Close this out right. I gotta make sure that he feels this song at the very end of this trek.
Susan, do we have any more CDRWs?
What the fuck is that?
In the attic?
What do you mean an RW?
The R, you can rewrite it in case I need to erase it.
Rewrite what?
In case I need to erase it.
Just download the MP3.
No, the thing is that I downloaded this from Kazaa. So it's
not
what the hell
is Kazaa?
It's what I download programs with.
When I was in junior high, there was a kid that had like his own little cottage industry of making people mix CDs. So you would basically give him a list of songs that you wanted, and he would put them all together back to back on his CD and charge you like $30 for them.
$30? Royce is sounding like he's going to get you the Pimp Trick Master Click album from Equimini from Outkast and shit.
Well, I mean, like, yeah, like you know, you didn't want to have to pull the whole CD out and put the new one in, so you just put a whole bunch of... Dude, he had his own little racket going. I was great, actually.
Not the DVD. Businessman. I know where the DVDRs are. Where are the CDRs?
You mean your iPod?
No, not my... If I have to go up there, Susan, I swear to Christ.
Hey, ask her if she's got the new Goody Mob. I want the new Goody Mob.
Oh, Susan.
All right. Robot Sean.
I am a robot. Do what I say.
Fuck.
Hey, Jack, just go to an FYE store and buy a CD.
Remember FYE?
They're still around.
Sam Goody.
Tower Records?
Virgin. The Virgin Megastore. Remember the Virgin Megastore?
Yeah.
And out Splitsville in Orlando. I spent all that money and it doesn't even exist.
I know. That's where I bought. Actually, you know, the Virgin Megastore in Orlando is where I bought the last DVD we ever bought, which was the Firefly box set.
Mm-hmm.
I have
the DVD?
Yeah, I have the DVD of Firefly.
Why?
Because at the time, we didn't have internet at the house. Of, you know, it was years ago. Anyway.
I have two... CD cases that are like 250 CDs a piece that are full that are just in storage right now. Not in storage, but like in the basement, basically.
I've got so many damn CDs.
I can't get rid of them.
When we moved from our last house to our current house, I just left all my CDs in the old house.
Yeah, Mark, why can't you get rid of the CDs? Like, are you?
I have them, but it's sentimental value.
I get you.
It's the principle of the whole thing. Plus, I've got ones that are like special cases.
Are you really going to sit there and
Japanese
look at
imports and shit? Like, I know that I can just get them off of my external hard drive, which is no bigger than my phone. It's the principle of the whole thing. I have to hold on to that.
No, but my point
me
is,
too, dude. I don't know why.
Are you guys actually going to sit there and look at the album art again? Like, you're never going
to
open
here's
that.
Here's how I'm rationalizing it. I haven't imported all those CDs to 3D format or 3D, 3D. MP3 format.
Tell me more about this 3D format.
Dutch,
how about you tell me more about your phone and how you sound like a robot? Call back in, dude.
Dutch sounded like such an old man there, too, by the way. I haven't converted them to 3D yet.
That's how I'm rationalizing it. I should just get rid of them because any of those things I could just download.
Wait. This is my rationale is that Eminem just released the Marshall Mathers album, but he released it on tape. So that means that eventually, like in 10, 15 years, all these CDs that I presently have are going to be re-released in their special, you know, casing because everybody's a collector, you know, just collect anything. So all the shit that I have, it's just an investment. Like all you nerds with your Star Wars figurines and shit, I'm just holding on to it, baby. I've got a gold mine underneath the bed. I'm going to cash
Mark,
out.
Mark, I'm going to
really
tell you.
Do you see like a resale value in CDs in the next 20 years?
No, I'm just trying to rationalize it.
Exactly. You're rationalizing like me.
Yes.
I do the same thing, dude.
Let me tell you something, Mark. Your Nevermind CD wouldn't be worth anything, even if Kurt Cobain's brain matter was on it. So it's never going to be worth anything. It's
but
not
I
happening.
I do have Outkast's The Love Below speaker box signed by Big Boy and Andre 3000.
Okay, that would be
something, damn it.
Signed is different. Signed is different.
I had, you know what?
Authenticated.
Mark, I had that CD, by the way, the double CD thing. I had that one. That was a great album. That was
great. I met them in Atlanta when the album came out. I have to hold on to that one at least.
I think you mean Hotlanta.
I have the Outkast CD before that one, the one that had Rosa Parks on it.
Stankonia?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fucking Outkast is so good.
Yes, they are.
Whatever happened to them? They broke up. Big Boys and Big Grams, and Andre 3000 is some sort of ninja futuristic robot now. I'm not sure what he does.
I know he was some acting gigs. Yeah.
I think he just called into the show. Oh my God, it's Sean. Sean is Andre 3000 now.
Sean?
Probably not. No, I'm definitely not. Better. I'm a white guy.
Better.
Perfect persona.
White-ish. Maybe white in skin tone, Sean.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm white trash.
I don't know that. No, come on. No, you're not white trash.
You're just trash.
Just trash.
There we go. Oh. Yeah.
And by the way, did you just assume his gender?
You know what? I was actually, this is where my brain goes when I'm driving home, right?
And
I was
everybody.
No, that was his morning.
That's my mentality.
That's fucking Mark. I know it. Mark scares me when he's angry. There's not many people that would be terrified if they ever got mad at me. Mark is somebody that has the fire of the devil in his eyes, and I'm afraid if I piss him off.
Diablo. I will fucking kill this motherfucker.
Yes, exactly.
Diablo. No, I was sitting there thinking, because I think in forms, if I had to fill
something. I think in sentences.
If I had to fill out a form as a gender neutral person, and they require you to put Mr., Mrs., or Miss, what is the new abbreviation for these gender neutral people that don't want to choose one?
MX. Xanadu.
MX. Yeah, Sean is right. It's actually MX.
It's MX?
Uh-huh. MX, period.
Xanadu.
It's not Xanadu, John.
Might as well be.
Xanadu. Hi, I'm a Xanadu.
Or, for example, okay.
Or are you a Xanadu?
I knew it. I was wondering who was going to say it.
It's a matter of time. I was thinking it, but I didn't say it.
Legit question. What am I supposed to put down when I'm putting down my ethnicity? I'm not black and I'm not white.
Oh, you're supposed to put down the bass. Drop the beat.
Oh, okay.
I believe you go fat. You put fat wobbles.
Rock the funky beat.
Rock, yes.
Rock the funky beat.
Put other and go rock the funky beat. And I think you're fine then. I'm not sure.
They don't have a checkbox for Hispanic?
They do have Hispanic.
They have always had that. Why are you making it sound like that's never always been there?
Well, no, it's they changed it
they
now.
Changed
I'm
it.
Telling you.
They did.
It's either African American, Caucasian, or other.
Or other.
And then under race, they put something at like Hispanic or Alaskan or
Polynesian.
Filipino.
Yeah, I've seen those. I've seen a whole bunch.
Easter Island.
No, yeah. I don't know if the Easter Island one. I mean, you can tell by the big heads.
I'm not a giant statue, John.
Yeah. Or are you?
We don't know.
Or am I?
Or were you?
It's not. All right. Let's move on here. Marie, why don't you pull up a story that you want to read?
Anything.
Oh.
Well, we were talking about the Samsung explosion, so I could go to
those
that one.
Yeah, do it.
Samsung faces suit after Florida man. Oh, hold on.
Florida?
Ha! Yeah. She did it to herself! Everyone, this is beautiful!
Your nipples are so pink!
So now we're just going to do every single one of them?
Oh, we've been doing this.
You haven't been on the show in a while, dude. It's gotten ridiculous.
I've noticed.
Sean, when have you ever known us to let a beaten horse lie down?
If not for nothing, we are repetitive.
Nah, man, we keep it in the lock-in fridge.
Daddy. Not now, damn it. Still going.
Got to preserve that
There's
horse.
Still more. There's
no,
still more.
No, we're done.
Ooh, you are angry.
You realize by the time
you're
we're all 70.
You're driving along.
by the time we're all 70 years old, we're never going to get a complete thought out because we will have interrupted them with 77 inside jokes first.
What'd you do?
Diplomatic community.
It's going to be a meeting between your ass and the palm of my hand.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
Your nippers are so pink.
Stupid.
No, we're going to get
know.
We'll dry
He's
you off.
Very
stupid.
Dumb.
Stupid.
Can
get
I?
Off the damn chair.
May I?
Sorry.
I apologize.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Samsung faces suit after Florida man suffers burns from his Note 7 explosion. Samsung's move.
That's how Harvey Dent was made, by the way. Not many people know that.
Harvey Dent. Can we trust him? Get over your dead parents.
Samsung's move to recall nearly 1 million units of the Galaxy Note 7 sold in the U.S.
First off, haha, unit.
Yep. May have come late. May have come late for a Florida man who suffered a second degree burn after the device.
Oh, was it a your mama joke?
Oh, no, that's in the third degree.
Fucking burn.
Mom.
Oh, no. After the device allegedly exploded in his pockets. Jonathan Stromboli.
He had two of them?
No, his name's Jonathan Strobel. Has sued.
Strobel?
Yeah. I have to meet
that
the Strobels.
Like
I need more Strobels. Has sued Samsung Electronics.
The Strobels are the king of the north.
Hello, my name is Hans Strobels. I will be your hostage negotiator.
Yeah. Go ahead. At the end, it turned like German. It went like German to Irish to Jamaican a little bit.
Not to be confused with Hans Gruber, Mr. Takagi.
So good. Ho, ho, ho.
Mr. Strobel has sued Samsung Electronics for the incident, the latest in a series of reported cases of overheating Galaxy Note 7s, including more than 90 in the U.S. alone.
That's not a lot.
90 exploding cell phones? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fine.
That's, wow.
This is fine.
That's like one in every state.
Yeah, but at least it has a headphone.
John, there's 50 states.
I can't.
What the fuck?
I can't.
What? That's like one in every
state. He's counting all the provinces and islands that we somehow.
Thank you, Marie. Oh, my God. Everybody else is losing their shit right now.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
The lawsuit marks every state.
Also embassies?
We double counted some of them. The lawsuit marks the first legal battle.
I didn't think to go to 90. Oh my God, calm down.
John
man.
Said it was like every state. Come on, guys.
It's like Sony.
It's like Sony Guts.
It's like Sony Guts.
John is the greatest person on planet Earth.
I love you too. Did you like my dub smashes I sent you?
Yes, thank you for your dub smashes. I appreciate it. Go ahead.
The lawsuit marks the first legal battle that the South Korean phone maker has to face over
But what was the first eagle battle?
Sam Eagle battle.
Okay, go ahead.
Over its defective Galaxy Note 7 battery. Surely Samsung is anticipating.
Don't call me Shirley.
Yeah, don't call me Shirley. Damn it.
It's that half a second delay.
Yep. Go ahead. Tom delay.
Does it mention anything about who was calling Mr. Strobel when his phone messed up?
Oh, that was Anthony Weiner.
So Anthony Weiner was blowing up his phone. Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
I love
girls blowing up my phone.
Weiner. 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 Weiner.
Weiner.
That's my ringtone.
It's 2.5 seconds too long.
Surely Samsung is anticipating more legal roadblocks in the next weeks, including potentially one or more class action suits.
Yeah, I'd like to sue Samsung for my Galaxy Note 7. I was dropping my hot, hot explosive mixtape, and it blew off half my face.
I don't think that's a real call. I think you
Yo,
made that up.
Yo, fam, man. Yo, you don't even know, man. SMH, man. SMH.
Are you talking in internet? Okay, stop. Don't do that.
Yo, man, let's go. Just go see my bae.
Is this Jamal?
It's Jamal.
You see how stupid those sound?
Hey, calm down.
I'm sorry.
Relax.
Jesus. Calm up?
Yeah, that's right.
In addition to the burns on his right thigh, Strobel also had his left thumb burnt upon trying to remove said device from his pants pocket.
So it was stuck to his face?
No, his thumb.
His pocket.
No, he burned his thumb trying to remove it. Oh,
from his pocket. Strobel said the incident occurred on September 9th.
He said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Barbecuing.
Seriously, where's that lady? I loved that lady.
Sweet Georgia Brown?
Yeah, what's she doing?
I don't know.
Gotta hit her up. A week before Samsung and the U.S. Consumer Report Safety Commission, the funnest commission in America, yeah, officially recalled the Galaxy Note 7 units.
Safety Commission.
Oh, shit! The Safety Commission's in town! Fucking,
it sounds so... You think they're awesome to hang out with, the Safety Commission?
They always come into the song S-S-S-S-A-A-A-A-F-F-F-F-E-E-E-T-T-T-T-T.
No, they don't. No, they don't.
You can blow up if you want to. You can jab your eyes into. But if you put your fingers in that thing, it's gonna turn into human stew.
Good job.
Thanks, John. Thank you.
I had to apologize for my outburst before.
All right, go. Come on, U.S. Commissioner, Product Safety Commission people. Let's get your safety gear out.
Just spell Samsung out.
S-S-A-M-M-M-G-G-U.
It, wait, G, Sam, S-L-O-M.
We're going to start out this convention by reading the full terms and conditions I know you all read and signed.
Sorry.
As usual, Samsung decided not to comment on the pending case, but advised Note 7 users to shut it down. Shut it down now. No, to shut down their devices and return them to the seller.
Shut it down.
When I see Samsung 7s blow up, I get angry.
I'm here to fix this phone. If you don't want to cooperate, then I'm walking.
John's John Taffer's pretty good, actually. I liked it.
Not bad, John.
Fuck, I love John Taffer so much.
And I love all you guys.
He's such a dick.
Can John Taffer also be an expert on exploding Samsung phones?
My wife almost ate that chicken.
Sir, this is a
phone. She got BlackBerry phone in your office.
Samsung said it would start...
For the five people that watch Bar Rescue, this is hilarious.
It was very popular at the time. Mm-hmm. Samsung,
it's still on. It's the only thing keeping Spike on TV.
Yep.
I sent it to the cops!
He did say
don't
that earlier.
Don't take my fun He'd, reference.
He said that earlier.
I said it earlier.
Samsung said it would...
If we listen to the tape, I said it earlier.
Play it back.
I wasn't paying attention to what you say.
Okay, good.
I wasn't paying attention to what you say.
Ooh, what you say?
Go ahead. Stop trying to defend your husband. Just because you're married doesn't mean you have to always be on his side.
Who said I was defending him?
She's never on my side. That's ridiculous. If anyone's
you
heard
know,
this
you're
show,
right. She just never is.
If anyone's heard this show, Maria's never been on my side.
That's not true.
Of conflict between you two is awesome.
That's not true at all, Royce. You're totally wrong. See I'm what always I mean? On your side.
She's not even on my side about not being on my side. go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Before the show started, I opened up a story with Royce where I was like, "Hey, Royce, remember last night when I was telling you how no one listens to me?"
Yeah. And then I look at her and I go, "No."
That is brilliant. That is so brilliant.
That's so goddamn adorable.
That's a fucking like sitcom written.
I know.
Joke.
That was like something that would be on King of Queens and then the laugh track.
Right.
You just have like canned laughter on your phone as an app.
Like a horse and carriage.
Even when no one else is listening to us, we still do this shit to each other.
It's not funny. It never
it's
gets
not fun.
It never turns. Well, you guys have all seen it in person, you know. It never ends.
Yeah, for the listening audience, it's not a bit. Like the way these two idiots are on the air is the exact same way they are off the air.
That is very correct. Fucking that's absolutely correct.
Fucking bananas is what I say.
B A N A N A S. Yes. Stop it. All right, I was at the end of the story. I'm sorry.
It's bananas. B A N A N A S.
Don't play that because I feel like that would get us off on YouTube.
Lady Jack gonna rock my world better
I'm
than
still
your
playing this in the background.
I'm not worried because I think that who did
across
this?
All 90 states.
They need the
I love you, John.
He's kind of funny.
I love you so much.
Oh my god! Ow! Oh my god! I pulled something.
My stomach is just all ripped. It's so cut right now because of that comment earlier.
Oh fuck!
Ow, I hurt myself. I gotta hurry up.
It's That's fucking funny.
Are you happy, Mark? You broke Dutch. Are you happy?
I broke Hippo Juice. I'm so sorry.
You fucking so murdered
sorry.
Him.
I'm sorry.
I just don't know how to quit you.
Look at me. I'm sorry. Play the I'm sorry. The John I'm sorry.
Oh, God, that's hold the on, best timing I've ever heard. Ow.
I'm sorry. Listeners of Hippo Juice, I'm so sorry.
Who's apologizing?
Why are you apologizing to them?
Who's
first of all, there's two rules on Hippo Juice. No apologies. Oh, no. And then
John apologizes. John, apologize for RamCap, please.
Yes, thank you.
John?
I can't hear the music.
It's on.
It's on.
Don't worry.
It's there.
Oh, my God. I mean, I just want to apologize to the listening audience and those that are, like, on this Skype call podcast for my, you know, one in every household, you know, 990 deaths, you know, 90 explosions that resulted in deaths, you know, 90, you know, it's not my fault. You know, I am sorry for not, you know, thinking clearly. You know, everyone knows that there's, you know, there's 67 states. So the 90, I mean, I was obviously referring to Pacific Islands, the Guam and the provinces and all of the American embassies everywhere. And so I like to apologize, putting the show on a screeching halt. You know, and I would just like to continue with the show.
John, I really appreciate that apology. It means a lot how sincere you were, but I do not accept on principle. Go ahead. What were you talking about?
Jesus Christ, Mark.
We weren't talking about anything.
Very funny.
But
God damn it.
We had
I haven't had
story.
Like that explosion of an emotion in a long time, like in such a short, compacted amount of
sure,
you know,
was it
space.
In your pants?
Across all 90
I almost peed.
Across all 90
from his wiener.
That was...
Nothing.
You know, like you hear something so funny, you don't know how to react.
So many geological places that I had to think about to try to incorporate 90 or 40 additional states.
Well, just the complete and utter callback. It was in rhythm. It was, oh, God, I love you. Anyways, did you hear this Porzar calling in?
Yeah.
Well, we had enough prep whether it happened.
We'll
or
keep
not.
Going
I'm
until
not saying we're not, but I know we teased it.
Listen,
I'm just saying.
She's Twitter famous, which means she's punctual.
So, yeah, that's what they are. And also 23. So what are you really hoping for here?
How did you book her? Just through Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hoping.
Have you hit her up again?
Yeah, I hit her up at the
saying,
top
hey,
of the hour.
It's
I hit,
so good.
But at the top of the first hour, she retweeted that she was going to be here.
But don't worry. Okay. It's right. We're working we'll behind the scenes, Dutch. Don't worry about it. It's happening.
Worried.
Things happen.
In Russia.
Hey, asking isn't worrying. It's
ask,
just
you know,
asking.
I'm worried about you right now.
Asking ain't getting.
Ask it. That's right.
Asking ain't getting.
All right. Go
ahead. I would like to read this article from the Florida Keys News.
Oh, well, I know which one this is.
Isn't this like a loose leaf of paper that has like, you know, like margarita stains all over it?
Precisely.
It's just, yeah, it's just Cheeseburger in Paradise playing on a loop.
Yeah. The title just says, Manatee ride turns into ride to jail.
Oh, okay.
Manatee was working undercover. The guy was a drug smuggler, and the manatee drove itself to the police station with the perpetrator on his back. Case closed.
The manatee's in a car?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, all right.
Yeah. How else do you spell what?
Fucking. Let me tell you something about manatees, and everyone knows this. I fucking hate them.
We know.
Yeah, you have a problem with them.
I want to. If they. Sorry. If they want me to treat them with respect, they can't look so punchable. That's on them.
You hate manatees. Do you hate wool manatees?
I hate both. Okay. You know what? You're right.
Equal opportunity whoa manatee hater.
Whoa. Whoa manatees.
I shouldn't have assumed the
manatees
genders. You're right. So, what did this American hero do to the manatee?
What about transitees?
What about transients?
I want to know what this fucking
okay.
What about overhead transparency? What did this great man do?
What did this men amongst men do?
This right. American hero. Do?
This American hero trying this to
pioneer.
Trying to take a ride on a manatee, instead got a ride to the Monroe County Jail.
He was trying
you
to
mean
ride
like Adonis, like he tried to
listen,
ride.
Listen, we've all been drunk at a bar and had to ride a manatee once or twice. Okay, it's part
more
of life.
Twice, more than twice.
Hey, Chuck, how many rum runners you think I can take before I can go on that manatee over there in the key, man?
I'm cool.
I still blame you guys for not stopping me from doing it.
Oh, yeah. Origin of hippo juice story right there. I'm actually imagining that he had a full sidle and brattle and was trying to rein in the manatee.
Yeehaw! I just bought on Craigslist this whole saddle and brattle. I got to break them in. Hey, man, you see that manatee over there over on the bay?
First of all, what's a brattle?
Sorry, bridle. You're right.
Oh.
Bridle.
I call it a brattle.
Okay, go ahead, Marie.
No, Marie said brattle, so that's what fucked you up.
I did.
But no, it didn't fuck me up, man. That full shot tequila fucked me up.
You're the Cajun guy from Waterboy?
Nah, man, that's my cousin.
Oh, okay.
James Roy Massengale Jr.
Yeah, man, I got a Massengale.
That can't be. Wait a second.
Shut up.
His last name is Vagina Cream.
Yeah, I was gonna say that. That's Vagina Cream.
His last name is Vagina Cream.
Massengale.
That's Vagina Cream.
Gill is the Vagina Cream.
Very close.
No? Massengale.
Okay. All right, so what did James Vagina Cream do?
James of Vagina Cream, age 47, apparently homeless.
Oh, wait. Did James need Vagina Cream for his giant peach?
Yes. Go ahead.
Remained
I read this book.
James remained in custody at press time under a $25,000 bond.
James Bond.
Junior. Mostly for refusing to cooperate with Monroe County Sheriff's
Office. I thought just America. I thought I could ride a manatee.
Florida Fish and
Wildlife.
Tell
me I can't ride a sea cow.
You can't arrest me. I'm a sovereign citizen, and this here is my trusted steed.
Florida Fish and Wildlife.
One of the 90 states in the Union. Yeah, man, you got 90 states. You got.
The 90 fucking stars, man. I tell you. It's amazing.
Yeah,
man. Kaepernick is taking a knee.
Betty Crocker, man. She wrote all them stars on that flag, man.
The flag would just be all stars.
Yeah, God bless Betty Crocker for writing that Scott flag.
Everything needs a star.
9 stars and 27 bars.
You're forgetting there's a 50 states. There's Star Search. You forgot that counts as a star.
Yeah,
you know?
Ed McMahon right in the center.
I snorted. Go ahead.
Star 67 is actually just a star wipe.
That star wipes, they also count as a star.
Well, you got to make sure you got to put the Indian next to the other star so you get free Tootsie Pop.
You're forgetting all the stars on the Walk of Fame. That's
now,
at least
star
another.
Jones is like 8 stars.
Yeah, he's 8 stars and like 2 stripes, man.
Okay. Go. Keep reading about the manatee.
Yeah. FWC officer Courtney Bow.
That stands for Florida Fish and Wildlife.
Yeah.
Day Bow Bow?
Courtney Day Bow Bow.
Day Bow Bow.
Went to the Isla Morada or Liberty.
Isla Morada.
Isla Morada. Library Beach, a small park off mile marker 81.5. Around noon Friday, when witnesses reported that a man in a creek was touching 2 adult manatees and their 2 calves. I didn't know they had knees.
No, man, I was touching my own cat. I had to stretch out.
It's against the law to molest manatees.
What?
It's against the law to molest manatees.
Well, this is a fine petting zoo you got here.
A witness advised the defendant that making contact with manatees was against the law, but the man reportedly declared,
I'm riding the manatee.
Day Bow Bow reported seeing vagina juice reaching for, touching, and lying over top of manatees in the creek.
Okay, look. He's riding the manatee with this playing in the background.
Yep. Vagina Juice denied being warned away from the protected marine mammal.
Yeehaw!
And became verbally combative to the Florida Fish and Wildlife officer.
Became verbally abusive to the manatee. You fat piece of shit! I'm trying to ride you!
How do you expect to get in the Olympics with paddle fearless?
You go on, get. You get, manatee, you get.
Yeah.
I'm not pissing on that wall. I'm riding the sea cow. The mechanical bull over at the bar was taken, damn it.
Man, I dropped my rum runner.
A short time later, Vagina Juice changed
A little person time later. It's 2016.
Oh, you're right.
Thank you.
changed his story and admitted...
We're 18 layers deep on inside jokes at this point.
And admitted he did talk to the witness, but wasn't going to stop until someone with a badge told him to.
I want your badge number. I know my rights.
Although the Florida Fish and Wildlife officer planned to give Vagina Juice a notice to appear in court on the misdemeanor manatee violation, the defendant continuously chanted, "Take me to jail," and he would not show up for his case.
Hold on. Now, what are these dumb animals doing while this homeless crazy man is attempting to ride? They're just sitting there going,
"Ooh." Dutch, manatees are joining the whole Uber train.
Mm-hmm.
Where you can get a manatee Uber now.
They're called Moober.
When you're in Florida, Dutch, and you see a homeless man, the first thing that you want to do is get as far away as you can without making any sort of eye contact.
Oh, yeah. Like T-Rexes.
Make eye contact, he's going to tell you his whole entire like story. Like, oh, man, I used to be on a Fortune 500 company, man. Hey, yeah, you know them Apple iPods? Yeah, man, that was me.
Speaking of the weirdness of Florida, have you guys seen the new Sonic Florida, they trashed Florida in their new Sonic commercial. You know, they have the two guys in the car.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have it. Here, I'll play it for you.
Okay, go ahead.
Oh. Best of both worlds.
Yeah, there's way more worlds than that. There's Earth.
Right.
Earth 2.
No, just pick another planet.
Florida.
Buy one, get one free. Whoa. Bonus wings.
Oh, wait, no, there's a long one. Where
yeah, there's a longer
like,
one where he says Schmurth.
Hold on. I'll do the 30-second one.
Buy one, get one boneless wing. It's the best of both worlds.
Yeah, there's way more worlds than that. There's Earth.
Right.
Earth 2.
No, just pick another planet.
Florida.
Buy one, get
one
free.
What the fuck? That one wasn't it either.
What, they got rid of Schmurth?
I don't know. They have like three different. Well, here we go. Here's the
food. Good.
Two people can eat all this food for $9.99.
There you go.
It's
here
all
go.
My favorites.
Yeah. Two conies or two burgers and two tots yep. and two drinks. Yeah. It's like I'm seeing double.
No, nope, this isn't it. Speaking I'm sorry. Double.
You just made me hungry for Sonic's,
I'll find
man.
It. Find it. I'll find it.
I don't care.
Wait, this is
Hippo
more important.
Juice provided by Sonic.
This
Sonic.
Is more important. And we were talking about Anthony Weiner, and I have to read it. I'm just not reading it now.
Hi, I'm Ryan Lochte, and I want to tell you about the new chili dog at Sonic's.
Hey, Ryan Lochte. Check this BuzzFeed article out.
Do it.
This couple just survived the worst nightmare that could unfold on a family WhatsApp group.
Oh, this is amazing.
Mercy killing.
First of all, this is not her name. Shweta Sang...
Not gonna work here anymore.
Sangtani.
Uh-huh.
And Ashish Mehrotra.
I found it.
I don't care.
Went through everyone's biggest fear involving a WhatsApp group. The dads added him to a family chat earlier today. Okay, quote, "One of my uncles just sent a dick pic on the family group. How's your morning going?"
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
"After it happened, my uncle tried very, very hard to spam the entire conversation with forwards and news articles in hope that it would get lost in the flood."
Do you not know how to delete it?
"It so took hard. My dad at least 30 minutes to figure out what had happened, and he immediately went on to delete all the nieces, nephews, and young cousins, including
oh,
me."
No! Oh, no!
"I'm not putting up a dick pic on my TL, but this is how my father reacted. Mom left. Dad removed. Dad removed. Dad removed. Dad removed. Dad removed." And it was just name, 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 name after what he had seen. "He thought that this would delete the pic and no one would see it."
Nope.
"But it didn't."
Nope.
Nope.
Sangati or Sangtani, I can't say, whoever who had left the group earlier because it buzzed too much, wasn't sympathetic about the situation at all. Instead, she tweeted a screenshot of their conversation, which has left everyone cringing and hella amused. And I will post the picture in our chat room. Oh, you already got it. Sweet. It was the screen cap of that, to which people go, "Huh, what hell had happened? Mama sent a dick pic to the group accidentally."
Oh, no. Okay, I wanted to talk about this. Has that ever happened to you guys where you accidentally send?
Nope, never accidentally sent my dick.
Nope.
No.
Not yet.
Now.
Not me either. But
the function, that Facebook has now, it'll pull up all the photos
so
that you
scary.
Have on your camera roll.
So scary.
There's a couple times where like, make sure now
yes.
what you're posting is the correct picture.
It is like you're, Mark, it is like you're walking on a tightrope because now, you're right, the new Facebook app now at the top.
The tightest of ropes.
Yeah.
Because those thumbnails are only like.
I know.
So big.
And the X is so little. The little X is so little.
There's a difference. between like girlfriend and grandma that's really close in the phone. Look. And you got to make sure that that one goes to girlfriend and not grandma, because grandma's not going to.
So
I'm gonna appreciate this.
On the Facebook Messenger,
like Facebook's like, you sure you don't want to send that dick pic?
On the Facebook Messenger, like Mark said, like at the top now, you'll get all, your entire camera roll will pop up, and at first you get freaked out. You're like, did I post? Oh, okay, oh, I didn't post it. Because oops. It is a dangerous
danger.
Game.
Will Robinson.
Yeah, it is getting really very too easy to fuck up. You know.
Okay, wait. Also, it's 2016 now. Mm-hmm. Does everybody know, hey, let me show you this picture on my phone. And they know God. Just to look at the picture and not, oh, I'm just going to keep scrolling and scroll. Oh, my
oh
God.
I shame every side swiper if I hand them my phone.
Okay.
I will publicly be like, how dare you, sir? Who swipes someone's phone? And I make like a huge ordeal about it, like I'm some sort of like a town crier. So...
Good day.
Oh, I make a huge deal about it. Because
I know that's your
that
afraid
is
to...
something that in this day and age, yep. That is rude. You don't do that.
No,
it is scary because you hand it to show somebody a picture and two.
I don't hand my phone to anyone. I will hold it up and no, you're not touching.
Yeah, it is.
No touching.
You are walking around with fucking explosive material.
I hand for doing that. I did the same thing you did, Maria.
My new phone's got yellow cake uranium in it, man. It's you don't touch it. Don't fuck around with that shit.
Here's how I solve my problem.
Sean's a robot.
Sean's a robot. Let's get Sean back on.
Keep me in the Skype. I just said it. You're a robot again. Hang up.
Go ahead.
Who was saying that? I hung up on him. Oh. Well, he was the one that was starting to talk. Sean, you better?
I did.
Nope.
Keep
still
talking.
Worse.
Hold on.
Nope, he hung up again.
Hung up on him again.
Sean's a robot.
Robo Sean.
Robot Sean. Robot Sean.
Come give me the weed or there will be trouble.
Still a robot, Sean?
Huh? Give you the what?
Give wiener. Me the weed.
Wiener. 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 Wiener.
No, I said, I didn't say
wiener.
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 Wiener. Wiener.
Yeah, but we wiener. Said wiener.
You're better now, Sean. What were you saying?
Okay, I said I love wiener.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. That's
all
fair.
Bad for that.
Worth it.
So worth it.
Definitely worth it.
That was beautiful.
No, my anger and frustration just distracted me, and I don't know. And then Gal Gadot showed up in my Twitter feed for some reason, other than the fact that she's a hot Israeli chick, and I couldn't focus.
Israeli chicks are really hot, but they could all, like, kill you. They're all, like,
massage. They could kill you. Like, they are taught the art of step on your toe and smash your balls into your stomach.
Krav Maga.
Yes, that is the one. They all do 2 years in the Israeli military, so they can
very scary.
I'm an expert at Krav Maga. And
lots and lots and lots of fear boners.
What is Krav Maga?
It's where you use moves of the crab and the chicken to disarm your attacker.
I thought that was a Thai food dish. Shows what I know.
All I know is that if I hear that, I have to feed the chicken. I have to feed the chicken.
Feed the chicken, Mark.
Feed it. Feed it. Feed it. Feed it. Feed it. Feed it.
Oh my God. Remember how much I hated that bit?
Which bit? You hated all the bits.
No. The feed the chicken one bothered me the most. I don't know why. I just did.
Says the guy who keeps playing wiener.
What's wrong with wieners?
Mm-hmm.
Don't test me.
No one's what, your wieners?
Testies? One, two, three. What?
I was talking to Royce.
Three.
Royce, there's too many good articles to go to. I can't.
Know, they're really.
You said farticles.
I'll go late a little bit. I don't care.
I don't know if I want to talk about the computer specialist.
There's
who
a lot of good articles.
Computer
today.
Specialist who deleted Clinton emails may have asked Reddit for tips.
Yes.
Okay.
Here's what we do. Read three headlines from any of the articles, and then we'll all vote on which one we want to
all
talk
right.
about.
Well, that was the first
I'll
one.
I'll read one. Okay. Cheerleader faces expulsion after picking up a beer cup at a Jags tailgate.
And cafeteria worker resigns over lunch shaming policy.
Okay, hold on. My vote is a third one.
Lunch shaming?
Lunch shaming policy?
Lunch shaming.
Lunch shaming. All right. Yes.
I'm on board with the third one, too, actually. I like that one.
The food shaming is it's so 2016.
How is this a thing?
Pittsburgh.
More like Shitsburg.
Pennsylvania.
I've said it forever. There's a Virginia and West Virginia. There needs to be a Pennsylvania and West Pennsylvania. Go ahead.
A cafeteria employee says she has quit her job over something being called lunch shaming, where some students are being denied hot
lunches
over a new policy. There's a lot of videos. There's literally one, well, two, three, four, five, six videos all Brady bunched together into one screen. I don't know which one I should click.
Brady bunched together.
Well, hold on a second. Are they being denied a hot lunch because they don't have money? So they give them like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich instead?
No. Here's okay.
Well, let's find out.
I think I got the story here. I got the video.
Because that's happened to me a couple times.
Apparently being denied hot lunches after a new policy went into effect.
A cafeteria employee quit because of it, and tonight she's speaking out. Heather Abraham has the story.
I spoke with Stacy Koltiska.
Heather Abraham had many sons.
And her audio quality doesn't suck. It actually matches the studio. First time in a long time.
In an effort to get parents to pay for overdrawn lunch accounts, she was so upset by the policy that she quit her job just a few weeks into the new school year. She spent 2 years working in the cafeteria at Wylandville Elementary. But last Thursday, Stacy Koltiska resigned after she had to take away hot meals from two children.
His eyes welled up with tears. I mean, I'll never forget his name, the look on his face.
The new policy at Cannon McMillan passed over the summer. In grades K through 6, the hot meal item will be replaced by a sandwich.
I would prefer...
Why don't we just hear the story first?
No, I'm sure, but...
Okay, because I got to do the policy. Go ahead. Sorry.
Why wouldn't you just give the kid the meal and then worry about getting fired, which you could get severance for being fired? Why would you quit?
Okay, let's play.
Working in the cafeteria at Wylandville Elementary. But last Thursday, Stace Holtiska resigned after she had to take away hot meals from two children.
His eyes welled up with tears. I mean, I'll never forget his name, the look on his face.
The new policy at Cannon McMillan passed over the summer. In grades K through 6, the hot meal item will be replaced by a sandwich if $25 or more is owed to the district for lunches. For older kids, they will...
So is that what you were talking about, John?
Yeah, how is this a new policy?
Well, at this particular school, but what do you mean that happened to you?
Like, I would forget my lunch money at home, or I would forget like my the code for the keypad at the register
for
the prepaid stuff.
Right.
No, but like, yeah. So you wouldn't get the hot lunch. You would still get food. It was just like a really big peanut butter and jelly sandwich that they would have.
They're still getting fed.
Does Pennsylvania have a reduced or free lunch policy as part of their school board?
Most states do that. Right?
I don't think Florida does.
I thought that was the norm. I didn't know that was a problem.
No,
it's not.
Lunch shaming.
Here's what it is. Slow news day.
Receive no lunch if the debt is $25.
Oh, if the debt is $25, they get no lunch, not even a sandwich. That's the
problem. Oh, that's fucked up.
That's the problem. That's fucked up.
Hold on.
So they don't give food to the kids. Instead, rather than talking to the parents about, hey, listen, you got to pay the thing or, you know, we'll help you out or that sort of thing.
I'm assuming they've probably sent multiple letters.
Guys, shut up. Okay. It was passed over the summer. Kids K-6 and younger are going to get a sandwich. Kids older than that don't get anything.
That's still fucked up.
It's still fucked up.
It doesn't matter. They're still fucked. It doesn't matter because they're in seventh grade. They don't want food.
Yep.
How is it that you as a parent are just going to send your kid to school hoping that they feed them? It's a public school. You're supposed to pack your kid's lunch and or make sure they have money. That's just the job of being a parent.
But again, there's also the side of some parents are suffering and don't have a lot of money and they're poor.
But normally in those neighborhoods, like the school that Connor goes to, it's all that shit's subsidized.
Right.
Well, by the government, and they get free lunches over there because it's a low-income neighborhood.
Right.
Years. I mean, I'll never forget his name, the look on his face.
The new policy at...
Sorry, I don't know why.
Okay, wait. So by that same token, if a kid that was going over to that school didn't have pens and pads and paper and all that sort of thing, then they're not allowed to go to school. They're not allowed to go to class because they don't have the proper...
No, because before the school year starts, they start taking a collection up of all that type of shit and they throw it and they all throw it together. It's like one big socialist agenda.
Well, I mean, I don't know about that. I mean, just helping the kids out, but that's fair.
How long after your first day, this first day back, did you actually have to enforce this?
The very first week of school on Friday.
After it happened a second time, she posted her experience on Facebook. It has been shared over 2,600.
That'll do it. She had 2,600 shares, bro.
100 times. She says the children are the ones who are humiliated and embarrassed in the process.
The woman
But I'm going to make it about myself. That's very important, too.
I work with there is that, especially if you're in middle school.
So many.
Yeah.
Because they are not fun people in middle school. Chicken,
that he owed money to give him the chicken. But it was too late. He already had his tray.
Koltiska says due to other policies, she had to then throw away the hot lunch after taking it from the child. The district says parents were notified in an email or by letter in August before the school year. Superintendent Matthew Daniels says this is about collecting money owed, noting that parents are notified weekly of lunch balances, and so says there has
notice.
Never been the intent with the adoption of this policy to shame or embarrass a child. Daniel
there's the,
says
there's the problem right there. You're sending a notice or your email. Why don't you just pick up the fucking phone and call these people? You know, a lot can be solved with just a phone call as opposed to just
nobody picks up the phone
bullshit.
Anymore.
That's kind of fucked up.
Yeah. Hey, you
and
really
listen, this is coming from Mr. I hate kids and I you know, the kid doesn't deserve that shit. I'm sorry.
No, hey parents, so
that's messed up.
Hey parents, so and so, you owe $30. We still gave your kid a lunch. You're welcome.
It isn't even about food.
Here's what they do. Here's what you do is you say, and we do this with my company. Hey, every time you order apart from us and you have an outstanding balance, we're charging you double, just so you know.
Yeah,
and like a restocking
do that
fee
for the
something.
Rest of the year, you're going to make a lot more money. You do that for the rest of the year, and then if they don't pay the balance in the year, your kid's not going to come here anymore.
Well, but look, what they were saying in the news thing was just absolutely stupid. Okay, so because of the policy, you can't give this lunch to this kid, so we have to throw the lunch away. How fucking dumb
that's,
is that?
Oh, no, I'm not saying it's smart. It's
well, that's a health issue. Once you put it in the kid's hand, that says a lot about the American school board systems. How these school systems will take a lunch out of a child's hand and throw it away because they can't give it to somebody else because, God forbid, that child gets sick. But 9 million children this year will die before they turn 15.
The thing isn't even about food. Isn't even about food shaming. I don't. That's a bad title for that. It's just about
a
stupid
food
policy.
Would be like a lunch lady saying, "Hey, fatty, don't eat that cake."
It's a dumb. It's just a dumb policy. Like that's the point. It's gonna get thrown out anyway. It's like fuck.
As they should.
Yeah. If you're gonna throw it away, at least let the kid eat it.
Yeah, that's
no. That I don't understand why you wouldn't, as a school, take that opportunity to charge double. Be like, hey,
because if they think if they can't
keep sending letters and saying, hey, your balance is above this, just so you know, that $5 lunch is now $10 up until you guys pay off this balance.
Because
letters stop working. Eventually, you're gonna have to actually confrontation
or
weird.
Call.
Pick up the fucking phone and call these people and actually talk to them and try to come up with an alternative rather than.
Because
poor kid going home without lunch.
These school boards are policymakers. They're not business people. They don't think about making money. They just think about following the rules, and their brains can't comprehend.
No, you broke the rules.
I only broke the rules because you broke the rules.
Cheerleader faces expulsion after picking up a beer cup at a Jags tailgating game. She didn't drink it. She picked it up. A 17-year-old girl is
facing... What was her pickup line?
She drank it. By the way, I'm calling bullshit on that title. She drank it.
Let me explain. Jaguars game.
Okay.
A 17-year-old girl is facing the possibility of being expelled from high school after she was observed by an agent with the State Division of Alcohol, Beverages, and Tobacco moving a cup of beer at a tailgate outside of the field before Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay, the
let me read what the sheriff said before you flip out, Doug.
Don't give me a beer, bitch!
You're detaining seconds after the girl moved the cup on a beer pong table, she's surrounded and threatened by an agent, the family's attorney said. She was with her family.
Surrounded?
Yes.
How big was this guy? He's like an amoeba.
Listen, you're detaining a 17-year-old girl who has never been in trouble in her life for allegedly moving it. She must have drank out of it, Block asked the agent. He said, no, she didn't drink out of it. We are just charging her with possession. She took possession of the cup and she moved it on the table. That is physical possession. So, Dutch, she wasn't drinking with her friend. She was with her family and she went to move a cup.
What a nerd.
She went to move.
Like, you're taking your job that fucking seriously where you're stalking a Jaguar. First of all, you're in Jacksonville. Your life isn't going great
That's
for you.
That's true.
Just to start with.
Yeah,
second of all, you're a tobacco and alcohol agent. Enforcement agent at a tailgate for a football game, And that's what you pick on? Like, what the, you're what a fag.
According to Block, the state agent told the teen she could admit to guilt by signing a citation or spend 72 hours in jail. She signed a document, including signing that she was under duress. That was
brilliant. Don't sign anything.
You sign nothing. Yeah. They're not the cops. And like the guy who's riding the manatee, unless you got a badge, I'm not getting off this sea cow.
Hold on. She signed it, but she also wrote she was under duress, which was smart. Okay. Because then you could say, but she literally wrote.
Have to explain it in the courts, yeah. Right?
Within a 24-hour after signing the document, her school was alerted. She was the captain of the cheerleading team at her school. They were talking about taking her off the team. They were talking about suspending her from school. According to Florida law, if someone is under 21 in possession of alcohol in any way, the person can have the driver's license taken away until 21 and go to jail for 60 days and be fined $500.
Jesus.
If I take my son to the story goes beyond, his client said, Block said, if I take my son to Publix and tell him to get me a 6-pack of beer for me and put it in the cart for me, he's committing a crime. He said, yes, obviously it's meant for a good purpose. We don't want minors out there possessing and drinking alcohol, but it's not meant for something like this. Picking up a cup and moving it to a table. The law does have some common sense. Apparently there are some police officers that don't. So, yeah, it wasn't like, I know what you thought initially, that she was playing beer pong with her friend. No, she was with her family and she moved the cup. She wasn't drinking out of it. And, you know,
well, she should have been this white white guy that was raping this unconscious woman. And, you know, he would have been
scot
free. Yeah. So
don't we all want to be that white guy?
I think so. But look, again, this is,
I feel like you guys are race shaming me right now.
You're food shaming me right now.
I'm shaming
your fucking racial stereotypes on me, Dutch.
I don't know the rule about possession in all 90 states, but Florida seems.
I will show up in my Black Lives Matter T-shirt and shit on your lawn.
Tokens life matters.
A Black Lives Matter T-shirt,
but also tokens life matters.
But it does.
So yeah, she moved the cup, and again. There were waste. Does anybody think this is tax dollars well spent? I mean, that's the part.
Was it an actual police officer or just like you said, alcohol? Tell me what this person's title was again.
It's a state agent, so they are an officer.
Okay.
Division of Alcoholic Beverages, Tobacco.
Yeah, ATF.
ATF.
Ass to mouth.
Okay. Okay.
But
the ones that took down the Davidins in Waco.
What an asshole.
ATF is ass to face.
You're right.
Yes.
What a goody gumdrops. That's the thing you're going to fucking get mad about. What a dick.
News 4 Jax was told the family could go to teen court or get rid of the charge by subjecting her to sanctions in teen court, or they would tell state attorney that they won't agree to teen court and she could be charged. Then there would be a trial to prove that she committed a crime. If she's charged for picking up the cup, it could follow her for the rest of her life.
Any judge in their right mind would hear this side of the story and be like, this is ridiculous. How did this get to my desk?
Look, listen, I would hope so, but here's my counterpoint. Jacksonville judge.
Oh, right.
I'm
forgetting that it's like quarter intelligence loss in everybody who lives in that town.
There's parts of Florida that are cool, and there's parts of Florida that are still basically Southern Alabama. And Alabama, man. It's.
Oh, where's the button?
I can't find it. Ha!
Get the damn thing!
Oh, I don't know where it went.
It's a little fucking ridiculous.
There it is.
I don't get it, man. I mean,
that's stupid.
Again, but the judge, you're right. Hopefully, a judge sees it. It's not a big deal. But yes. But the point of the matter is this: the fact that it has to go all the way to that over something that could have been like. She moved the cup. She was with her family. Like, that's the part that... She was with her family.
I bet this guy got rejected by a cheerleader when he was going to high school and saw that she was a cheerleader.
You don't think he had a... what's that word?
A penis?
No.
A wiener?
No.
But I don't know.
Wiener.
This word's escaping me. I can't remember what it was.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. That was a fun show.
Hey, everybody, let No Show. What's that bitch's name again? She's dead to me now.
Yeah, right.
So,
what's her face? That fucking porn star was supposed to be on with yesterday.
Eliza Kushka.
Who would have thought that the U.S. couldn't trust the Russians?
Oh. Hashtag Cold War Part 2, motherfuckers.
Cold War my pants.
Putin it in, yeah.
Didn't like your like 1980s comedy delivery there on that one, Marie.
It was pretty good.
All right, guys, thank you for listening. Also, listen to The Real Thing, R-E-E-L podcast. Amazing. Download it. It's on morelikeradio.com, on iTunes, Google Play, anywhere you can get podcasts. All right, guys, thanks for listening. Cousin Joe tomorrow. We're out of here.